Good evening. On the 20th of October, 2018, coming to you live from the east coast of New South Wales, in the treehouse, outside the gates of the paywall, this is the Fakeologist Australian Roundtable. And to introduce your hosts and guests for tonight, here's your host, Lord Rollo.
Thank you, Velocet. What a week. Can you believe it? I've got Velocet and Rick in my room, in my house. It's insane.
Right here.
Insane in the membrane.
In real
insane
life.
Insane in the brain.
In the world gone mad.
I really am happy to announce that, Rick. G'day, Rick.
Hello, Rollo.
Yeah, and look, I'd love to have noise level in my house, but noise, can you hear us? All the way over there in Perth.
Hello, noise.
Noise. I'm here, brother.
Mr. Noise Level.
Well, I can keep talking, though. Can just say how amazing it is to be in the same room as Lord Rollo and Velocet at the same time, chatting away, all with golden microphones in front of ours.
I've only got a silver microphone. Why didn't I get a golden one?
I've got a black one, and it's gorgeous.
I was going to bring the gold one for you, Rollo, but I forgot about it.
Oh, well. I will cope with it. Because I'm no John Lawrence.
Oh, I think you are.
Yeah. But welcome to the Fakeologist Roundtable, Australian Roundtable. Fart. And we're doing it a little differently tonight. Yeah, it is. It is a bit different to have the boys in the room, and I'm loving every minute of it. Okay, so what's the first thing on your mind before we can get noise back on?
Well, I'm just happy to be here and to be in the same room as the legendary producer Velocet, who's clearly going to win a Emmy or a Oscar or one of those awards within the next few years for his production skills, and to be with Lord Rollo and to be fed by Lord Rollo and supplied with alcohol by Lord Rollo is even more stupendous. I can say that we've had a delightful Indian meal from a local restaurant and alcohol of the highest quality we've been supplied, and it hasn't been pushed on us, but we've taken it eagerly anyway. We've had a few issues with our trying to set up some technical equipment and then go on I can hear that. That sounds good. To try and go onto something like the system we're using on Discord with all this incredible equipment that Velocet's turned up with tend to have made things a little bit more difficult to get sound effects and everything coordinated, but it's all slowly working out.
You're kidding me!
I just got a message from Noise Level. He says, "We can't hear him!" Exclamation mark. Okay, so I think that means he's trying to talk and we can't hear
that
him.
That means that
we heard him happened 5 minutes ago, so it was working.
Okay, well, the same thing happened to me last week, so I can't say that it's not an impossible thing. And the only way that he can redo that is to go into the green room and we can drag you in here somehow, which is
possible. He can come and go as he pleases. Yeah. He has permission.
Yeah, but the same thing did happen to me, and it was very frustrating, I can tell you right now.
But how frustrated are you, Rick? How frustrated are you?
In a world gone mad, I'm so frustrated. But I'm slowly coping thanks to all these Stone and Wood alcohol.
Yeah, but what about all that 80s music?
And can we just say that I was just saying before that 80s music from, say, 85 to 90 was some of the worst music ever recorded in mankind's history. And I'll bring up Rick Astley, the other Rick. There's two Ricks, actually, funnily enough, that came up around the same area that was just fucking terrible that I never want to hear again. Here we go. We can start. Oh, Rollo's dancing now. He's on his chair. This is one of his favourite songs. Even his dog's dancing with him. He's actually holding his dog, clutching his dog to his chest, dancing on a chair. The footage will be available on YouTube. We're no strangers to eventually.
We're no strangers to love. You know the rules. Even if you're a blood nut.
But yeah, no, there was some terrible music, and it was so. It was
Stock
so,
like, Aitken and Waterman.
Anything
they?
That they did.
Stock Aitken and Waterman.
Stock Aitken and Waterman. They had Jason Donovan, the second worst actor in the world, next to him.
Oh, come on! Oh, it wasn't. He was okay in the Dreamcoat.
What was it? I can't remember. Oh, you know, he actually played a good role in the. Commando film with Craig McLaughlin, another terrible actor that they went into.
Yeah, I remember
Z
Craig.
Force. They went in there to blow up the boats in Singapore. It was some, you know, obviously.
No, you lost me on that.
Okay,
one.
Well, I'll remember it later. But anyway,
Craig McLaughlin, I remember from that film when Stuart Diver, when the yes.
The collapse of
the collapse of yeah in
Threadbow
and that was he played really good role
yeah,
in that.
Yeah, well, I say
and that was real. I know because my brother is a ski instructor and yeah. And
well, when you do bodgy landscaping, you know, engineering of huge amounts of soil, and you don't expect to have a huge drift of snow land one year, and it's going to push.
So that's not fake, right? That's
I
not
don't
fake.
So,
that's
no.
real. So we're here on fakeologist.com.
Were 911 people killed though?
I don't know. I'll have to look it up. Hold on.
I was only joking.
That's a good day.
Typing
good
away frantically.
I was only joking. But anyway, the hopefully noise level is going to be able to pop through with his...
He's off restarting his machine again.
He may have an old diesel-powered iPhone that was sold by China to the Australians and the...
The old ones were heavy enough to be diesel-powered.
They were. Yeah. They were.
Do you remember when Stuart Diver, you know, they gave Channel 7 gave him that gig?
Yes.
As a
sports host.
Yeah, host.
A host.
He wasn't very good, was he?
Not as bad as when Kathy Freeman. When she was selected, she was selected by the BBC to do the vocals for the Olympics in one of the year, and they hadn't auditioned her clearly. They just went on her reputation, and she. I don't want to be mean there, but she was probably worse than I was after I drank 8 bottles of vodka.
You're not being mean. Hey, like the 2001 Olympics when she was holding that thing up and the thing...
Didn't work.
Yeah, it didn't work. Yeah, it got stuck. Yeah.
She's a lovely person, but a better athlete than she is a commentator.
Yeah.
But God bless her. And she did certainly sell Australia that year in 2001, so we can't...
That's right, Bruce Ruxton and that, because... She held the Australian flag, which has the Union Jack in the corner
with the giant dinosaur on it.
Yeah, and then the Aboriginal flag over the top, and that caused lots of problems,
absolutely.
Didn't it, back in the day? And
absolutely,
because this is the Fakeologist Australian roundtable.
Noise is back in the room now.
G'day, Noise.
Is he there?
I can't hear him. I heard a beep though.
Blip.
Smash your phone with your fist. See if that works. That's what usually works for me. And then, anyway, we'll just keep talking because the Threadbow disaster, which happened in 2000 and... No, was it 19?
Let me just... I'm going to have to cheat.
We're going live in the studio.
In the studio.
We're looking at Googly. And we're looking at the Threadbow. That's not the right. It's right. So he's got the wrong sight on. My God. Even his dog's looking at him, shaking his head.
I know.
She's just actually looking.
Oh, the dog is
she's
just
so
like
humiliated.
And she's gone now. Ran away.
Anyway, we'll keep tapping.
Oh, and we've got ambient noise.
That's good.
She's going out having a bark. Don't worry, guys.
The ghosts.
It's all good.
Yeah, we can keep chatting away.
Yeah, the Threadbow disaster.
I'll also bring up today in America, a piece of the moon sold for $860,000 or £600,000 or one of those unusual figures for a piece of the moon that got chopped off when a meteorite hit it and it landed somewhere and someone found it. Maybe it was Gaia or someone that knows Gaia that found it, one of his workplaces.
You've got a bit of it in your hand, haven't you, Rick?
I have, actually.
Yes.
But this is the piece... I brought with me personally that I'd found on the beach one day in Vanuatu. And it came from the moon. It's a small piece of nondescript shape. It has several holes in it. And if you look at it from a distance, it's definitely the moon. So I'm trying to sell it at the moment online.
Yeah, it looks like a ball of blue tack to me.
It could be. Well, it's similar to blue tack. It has. I actually was using it to stick a picture on my wall. But we're now...
looking at online to raise money for Fakeologists. We want $911,000 for a piece of the moon. And if we can get...
Should we start a GoFundMe?
I think a GoFundMe.
A GoFuckMe?
I think we could do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we've had noise levels not...
Here we go, look. Here we go. How about this? Let me just pull that up. Have a look at that.
All right. Well, I didn't want to have to mention his name, but he just produced a peek in an Australian magazine with a photo of, well, Rollo's favourite persons he likes to stalk. I'll give you a clue. His initials are J.L.
Richard.
All right.
Sinclair.
John Laws, whatever. And he's looking extremely old and haggard, and it's at least 5 years old, so God knows what he looks like now. But his hair transplants have worked because they're still stuck to his head.
He had plugs.
You're an idiot.
Apparently. Oh, hello.
You're an idiot. You are kidding.
I'm not kidding. You're kidding me. Oh, come on. Lawsy, what is it about you isn't to love? What is it about you that isn't to love?
Not a lot.
When I... Well,
Fakeologist.com.
Fakeologist.com.
Yeah, I mean, Ray Hadley,
He hasn't got
Alan Jones.
No.
Screw that. What about Kyle Sandilands?
Well, I was supposed to have clips of him ready to go.
Wanker. I'll say it for you. Wanker.
Look, no, I think Australian radio has dipped since Lawsy's sort of got a little bit older.
But
you know what we're going to do?
Yes.
We're going to bring it back up again.
Are we going to? But can I just say, we're not allowed to repeat ourselves, nor are we allowed to say anything toilet humour, because there's been some discussion on the Discord site on Fakeologist, and there's people that claim that the site's nothing but toilet humour, and there may have been some toilet humour, maybe 4 or 5 hours last week, but... on the majority, it's uplifting.
Now, give me an example of toilet humour, just for the layman.
Talking about people's willies. About people's toilet habits, possibly, I'm not sure, but certainly... that noise.
So it stinks in here. Can we try to keep the subject matter up?
Being in the same room was a bad idea.
the dog's just left again.
Blame the dog. Always blame the dog.
But anyway, we're going to try and not repeat ourselves, not bring up the same subjects we've continuously done on several sites. But we're not doing this for awards yet. We're doing this more just to kind of keep the ambient vibe up.
Exactly. Let's see if I can say something and see how quick.
Yes.
Oh, someone left the room or someone just entered the room.
It's noise level trying to come on. Turn your volume up.
Is that right? Trying to come on my face? Is that toilet humour?
That's disgusting. And even the dog just walked out for the fourth time with his head even more bowed than he had the first three.
Yeah, I know. I mean, come on. You've watched porno before, right?
No, never. You've never had a wank? No, I'm from a church that doesn't believe in any of that. So, no, sorry about that.
Well, I don't know what world you're living in, but you're not living in the same world as mine, cunt.
My grandmother's listening to this from heaven.
Oh, I'm sorry, Grandma.
That's all right, Rollo. I'm just sitting up here.
My mother's up there too, don't worry.
No, just watching from the
top. No, my mother went downstairs, I reckon.
No, I'm sitting here with her now. We're just having a quiet scone and a cup of cocoa, and we're just listening to your disgusting talk, and I'd like to say that...
Wash my mouth out with a bit of piece of carbolic soap.
I think that we were going to try and do that. We were hoping to do that later on tonight when you're asleep. Anyway, I'll go now. I won't talk anymore.
Thank you, Rollo's grandmother or mine, whoever she was up there. But we're just we're just trying to find our friend and my double, who I am, Mr. Noise Level, who's disappeared, having the same issues as I did last week. So we're trying to drag him back in here manually, or by his foot,
by his penis,
or
his 12-inch cock.
You didn't change any settings on your computer, did you, Roland?
No, I didn't change any of the settings.
He was here talking. It all worked. He was here talking to us. I know it worked.
Have you got a banish button on your...
Well, he's in the green room. He's not in the studio with us.
All right, try dragging him in.
Drag him in.
Hello. Let me just up here.
Me with my massive 12-inch cock. Can you believe that I could get away with saying that?
Could you please stop talking like that? I'm not
really... Oh, well, look, it's Howard Stern. I've been listening to him all week.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, well, if Howard Stern likes talking...
There we go.
Is his voice...
Noise.
Mr. Noise. He's flashing on and off. See, there's obviously this... Is it our end or is it his end? Was that you?
I think it could be an
Aaron. I don't think Noise... I think he's in Perth, right? Because he's got to shout louder. You're not shouting loud enough.
He could do that. I'm just looking at a photo while I'm at proving that I'm at the House of Lord Rollo. He has an autographed picture of Tom Baker up on a shelf. And Tom Baker looks like he's about 98 years of age, stooped over on a walking frame.
Mm-hmm.
But he's managed to write quite a lot of words on the picture. And I can't believe how old he looks. I mean, I'm baffled. I just envisioned him with a long, curly brown lock with a funny hat.
We all get old.
I'm not going to. I've got Alexa Lovink. It's made out of lawn clippings, aspirin, and diesel. And I mix it up and I smear it all over myself every night. And so far, most people think that I'm only 13. What are we doing?
Yeah, no, I'm listening to you, but, hey.
I'm going to sing to Calvary's Rollo's voice.
Yeah, and Tommy Baker, number one, voice.
Oh, yeah, you're
for sure. And, am I saying? Tom Baker first, John Laws second, and then I would say, let me think, who's third when it comes to voices?
The actor that played Gandalf knocks them all out.
Yeah, what was his name? His name was...
Patrick Stewart from Star Trek. All these guys are any Shakespearean actor that's been trained at the... I can hear you. Got ya.
You can hear me.
Yes.
You can hear me.
So we're just going through voices now. I think noise level, we've got you at number one now.
That was only the first 20 minutes of the show down the drain, but that wasn't anything I did, I don't think. That just came good by itself. So this is, I put this down to Discord messing with us again.
Yeah, I think so.
Because it was working just before we started.
Exactly.
It's good to have you back, noise. Yeah.
What are
we doing?
Glad to be back.
Keep going,
man.
We're already fine.
People don't care.
The show must go on! Oh, wait, have you been disconnected? Wait up, can you hear me?
Overloading the mics.
Oh, shit, sorry, dude. That was sadly excited.
I can't hear your noise, but it's only because these two buffoons are yelling so loud.
You're kidding me! I've got a Queen t-shirt on.
I'll send you the picture of Tom Baker, and he looks like a 98-year-old... man leaning on his walking stick in a plum or a he's got plums or something or other flavour all around him.
Goodbye, Joel.
Plum.
Goodbye, Joel.
Oh, that sounds so sad, doesn't it?
tell me you can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, sweet. Continue. Sorry to interrupt.
Absolutely. Yeah.
No, it's if anything, it's your turn to be dancing to Rick Astley.
Mycologist.com. Gotta make you understand.
Never let you down. Oh, man. It just brings back so many sweet memories, man. You know, all that brainwashing, all that good stuff. I love it. Oh, he was English, wasn't he? Wasn't he a pom?
I don't know. The guys are busy dancing on their desks when you miss the start of the show, so I thought it'd give you the opportunity to do the same.
Oh, man, I had to hear it, man. It's such a sweet song. You know,
It's a good one to get the show started.
Yeah, mate. I don't know what the hell went wrong. I really don't. I was unplugging everything. And also, I might add, when I've got a button on my headset that says mic on, mic off. Now when I press it, it usually tells you mic on, mic off, this lady's voice. Now when I press it, no voice. So what the fuck is going on?
What device are you using with the headset?
Just the Corsair headset. It's got a button on there, you know, mic on, mic off.
And oh, yeah. So the voice is from the headset, not from Discord.
Yeah, it's from the headset. And usually I can hear, and I was pressing it, and, there's no voice now. I don't even want to try it again in case I get disconnected, so I'm going to just keep talking. Fuck it.
Yeah, it might just permanently mute you. You never come back.
Yeah, exactly. Scary shit. Real scary.
The fuck around button that's going being worked
by. Yeah, someone's pressed the fuck around button. A head fuck button.
Well, where'd you put the vodka?
Oh,
what is in the fridge?
Here we go.
These two are finding it hard to keep a radio show going with their stumbling around looking for vodka.
Remember, you guys are on air, okay? Oh, so
I think they've lost the idea of being on air. I think this show's.
Mate, we can always edit. We can always edit.
Oh, yeah, well, that's easy to say. Easier said than done.
I know. But yeah, look, Rick.
This is the show here.
We're here.
There it goes. Down the toilet.
Never say that, mate. It's good. It's letting people know that, look, it's like what Rick said about how, like, when you're over the target and you're getting flack, what is it? Like, you know when you're over the target, you're getting flack, you know? It's a sweet saying.
It started last week. And all the complete fuck-ups every time we try to do
exactly,
anything.
Exactly. Exactly, yeah. And so I think we're obviously over the target, like bombs away.
It's a good one.
Oh, I'm gone. Am I still there?
Yeah, you're here.
You're here.
Oh, good. Anyway, what is...
What you said last week was so wonderful. What you said, Gemma, or whatever her name was last week, who said there's a new hope.
Oh, yes.
That was
the
wonderful.
The West Australian journalist.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
I like to hear that.
Thank my mother. Actually, for once, my mother, I mean, I love my mum, but she can be, but she actually just pulled that article out and just said, look, you might be interested in this. Because the West Australian is just the most crappiest newspaper.
Mm, yeah.
And we've only got one over here. Like, you guys have got a few, like, at least you've got some competition.
Mate, years ago we had the Daily Mirror, the Daily Telegraph. Yep. The Daily Mirror came out twice. So did the Telegraph twice a day. Yep.
Do you get tits on page three on that?
No, that was the Daily Mirror.
We're not in Britain.
It was the Sun. Yeah. The Sun.
The Sun. Yeah.
Well, the Daily Telegraph was published twice a day. Same with the Mirror. And then we had the Herald. The Herald was a broadsheet that was like you had to fold it out, and it became a giant piece of. You could cover someone in it if you needed to, if you're sitting next to them on the train.
All of a sudden,
the Finkelstein report came out in England, the Leveson report came out here, or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were two very suspicious names. They were so Jewish, that it wasn't Jewish. It was like, are they trying to tell you something, or are they trying to load someone up with the reason that you're learning? Lose your news. So you got the Finkelstein report that said that Fox News had bugged people and they're performing terribly, and that if you had whistleblowers, they should be jailed. Basically, that was the end of the summation from both those reports.
So the
good journalists from all magazines that were a bit radical got sacked because the newspapers were too scared to employ them because they'd all of a sudden have to release their. So the people that were giving them the information. So now you've got these, in Sydney we've got the Telegraph and the Herald that look exactly the same. They're both
Because they used to be broadsheets, right?
The Herald was a broadsheet.
Herald was a broadsheet.
It's now like a magazine style. Yeah, the magazine. It might as well be a women's magazine. Because they've employed ex-journalists from England that like to put little witty things about the news. You know, they'll make a joke about someone's name and edit that. And you're listening to the same shit. Mm. Both newspapers are just putting out absolute garbage, you know, stuff that no one cares about.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's just woeful. Yep. Woeful.
Well, look, with the Sydney Morning Herald, that artwork that I sent to Ab a while ago, I did that and I put it into the Archibald.
Mm. Oh, really?
And, yeah, really.
Now, the Archibald, is a... Now, how's the Archibald's? Sorry to cut you off there.
Noise.
Yeah, Archibald's a portrait thing. So like Brett Whiteley or something like that, or
Noise. Who did you paint? I didn't see it.
There we go.
Well, look, it was pretty much it's JFK's face, you know that picture. And look, okay,
were the UFO floating behind him?
No, it was on the side of that. It was on the side of the Twin Tower, was it?
Yes.
A picture of JFK's face going into the Twin Towers and exploding.
The Twin Towers, and what happened? Because we had an exhibition like in this gay pub, and that was behind the DJ was I got it printed because it's a long story. I got it printed on this big canvas because I didn't have time to paint it, and all of a sudden. After the exhibition, we're moving shit around. It actually got scratched just in the top left corner, and so I tried to paint in to fill in the scratch, and also it looked fucking weird. So I ended up painting a kind of UFO in there, and so technically,
I was only joking.
No, seriously, you got it on one, and technically, so therefore, even it's a canvas, but there's paint been put on it. Therefore, mate, it's. Can be submitted, and I rang the Sydney Morning Herald, and I spoke to the editor, this woman, and I said, "Hey, I've got this awesome fucking painting. You should get a staff together and just come out and photograph me for the art because I'm putting it in the Archibald." And I kind of made the mistake of sending her the image beforehand.
Oh dear!
And she stopped answering my calls.
Did you put a stalker alert on?
I still put the fucking thing in, and mate, Archibald, man,
you should have said, it's a picture of JFK riding a Yeti into the towers.
UFO flying above. I just was trying to be honest. I just thought, fuck it, this is what you're going to get, I'm Blue Thunder. I'm bring it to the news, bring it to the media. And all of a sudden she stopped answering my emails, and I went, oh right. But I still put it in.
I was only joking about the UFO, but guess what?
No. There's no jokes here at fakeologist.com.
We do not fuck around.
No. We don't fuck around, do we?
Fakeologist.com.
Now.
who was that?
Fakeologist.com.
Yeah, g'day, John. Have you got something to say about... No.
Yeah, what you get to say, pal?
I can give Rollo hand signals. Yeah,
you got the hand signal, which is a giant get fuck on.
Thank you, guys.
He's going to play the Angels song.
Am I ever going to see this again?
Yeah, that was good last week. The sing along. Fakeologist sing along, that was one. Forget Reading Circle. We should do sing alongs each week.
Let's not take the piss out of John Laws. We can take the piss out of John Laws every day of the week and twice on Sundays. But
he loves it.
Yeah, well, I love it when he calls me names. Do you know that? I love it when he calls me names. There's a lovely song by Joan Armour Trading.
Yes, good song.
We're from the 80s. And they say the boys here are saying there's no good music in the 80s. How about I love it when you call me names?
Names. Or the Wild Geese. The Wild Geese, mate. That was
that was a movie. The Wild Geese, I remember that. That's a film with John Wayne. John Wayne.
Richard Harris.
You got it.
Michael Caine didn't make it. Harris, Richard Burton, Roger Moore.
Everyone. It was like the...
It was the Lowly film, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
It's remember a when they were leaving with someone?
And on the plane, and they were taking
off.
The Expendables have kind of done a parody of that movie with all the biggest stars of the world. Yeah, the Expendables 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Wild Geese.
Yeah.
It's definitely a Wild Geese.
1968, was it?
No, it would have been 74, 75.
No, 1970... late 70s.
Yeah, I went to see it. It was in the era of the big stars, the great movie.
Yeah, and but what, why I'm bringing it up because the soundtrack is Joan Armatrading singing The Wild Geese, really? And it's a beautiful song.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, really.
Well, then, mate, I'm telling you what, we're the team. We've got the most obscure
1978
knowledge of, and Joan Armatrading is some
classic movie.
Yeah,
classic movie, man. I love that fucking movie, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Richard Harris was in it as well. Roger Moore. Yeah.
Now what a legend, Richard Harris.
Here we go.
Tears. The flood of the world
brings a new dawn. Fake old stock.
They're $911 now to Canada. Now, you have a good memory there. We're the team. We're the A team for trivia. We come up with the most obscure shit ever done, ever.
It's a bit, mate, I saw this when I came back from the Royal Show with my brother and we watched it, was on TV. Man, it stuck with me ever since.
I went to the movies and saw it.
You lucky prick.
And a great, the end scene, they were trying to take off on a plane and someone was running.
No spoilers.
Too late now.
It's heartbreaking. Yeah, I must admit, there's a heartbreaking scene, man.
And they did Wild Geese 2, I believe, too. I think that would have had the guy
and
from
that
the
was probably useless. oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I might have had Bodie from The Professionals, who's... He's a great actor. He was remember The Professionals?
Yes.
That was such a great show.
Good soundtrack. Great show. Loved it.
Yeah, and was about the CI5. CI5. They were meant to be like a... Yeah, they call themselves CI5 in the show. They were like
it's a cross between CIA and MI5.
Yeah, MI6.
MI6,
yeah.
Yeah, right.
And the lead actor... The two lead actors had Gordon Scott's actor from Upstairs, Downstairs. Gordon Jackson played the head of the CI5.
He was the Oscar of like the Bionic Man. Oscar.
The two actors, Lewis Collins, who was actually in the the curly-headed one, which move it up so I can see his name again. Martin.
Martin Shaw.
Yeah. He's now still acting, but Bodie, the guy that played Bodie, Lewis Collins, actually, this is his life, if you can believe it all. He was a hairdresser in Liverpool in 1962. And he was offered a job doing some drumming for his mate's band, and he said, no, I can't be bothered, and didn't go. Well, it turned out to be the Beatles. And And then he actually joined the SAS, the 21 SAS, which is the territorial SAS. He served for 3 or 4 years in the SAS, but he was never allowed to go on active service because he was too well-known because of his TV show.
Right.
Which was used, this show, Professionals, was used to sell arms across the world. Every gun you see on that show was actually state-of-art weaponry that was being used.
Yep.
They used the show as a giant advert, as a sales, like laser sights, dum-dums, all sorts
well
of
stuff. Well done. Yeah, I'm just looking at it now. So plus, I'm looking at all the...
after that, the Professionals, not only were it was an advert for like weaponry, but like perms suddenly just skyrocketed, mate. You know,
I think Martin Shaw had a normal. I think he's just had curly hair like I've got. It's like I'm not sure. Maybe it was.
When I think of Gordon Jackson, it's that film with where the guy in the jumps over the with a motorbike. What's it called? The Great Escape.
Yeah, he was actually.
Remember, he was gunned down. He was gunned down.
He was the guys that got gunned down.
Yeah, right. It was pretty awful. That
he was a fantastic character actor, Gordon Jackson.
He was also in the Man from Alice with Brian Brown.
Was he?
Yeah, Brian Brown. I'm sure of it.
Yeah, it was one of those great shows. It was that show, The Sweeney, which is my second favourite show.
Oh, yeah, with Dennis Waterman and John Thor.
The music from The Sweeney and The Professionals was really the same, like real action bang, you know, like you're watching a, you know, kind of...
Back in the day when you got TV that wasn't bloody, reality.
Commercialised.
Commercial reality TV shows, particularly The Sweeney. Yeah. There was never a happy end. There was a kind of a happy end. It was a kind of show that would end in a bad scene, which is very unusual. Mm. Americans couldn't get into that. The Americans couldn't fathom it. And then finally they came out with Hill Street Blues about 5 years after The Sweeney.
Oh,
it was actually depressing.
It's a great song. Absolutely. It's depressing.
Miserable. It's a great song. But good. It was a realistic TV show because in real life isn't happy. Real life isn't going to be a happy ending. Real life could be anything. The Sweeney, they actually perfected the miserable ending. Like they'd lose the case and everyone was miserable and that was how the show would end. There was no yay! Yeah, it was just miserable.
Which I love because I love
real life.
I like real life, but I don't believe that real life should be misery and like.
No. But every now and then you got to be prepared to be miserable.
You got to take the it's curveballs. It's always curveballs, you know.
Yeah. But the show.
Oh, you're going to go into baseball.
He just ran off into a room and came out with his old uniform.
Are we going to touch base? He just ran out
and got his old uniform out, and he's standing there now with his old bat, and he's got his hat on that doesn't fit anymore.
And I remember how I used to throw a 98-mile fastball.
Remember the time
when I was on that? Hey, only Kevin Costner could make a fucked up baseball movie.
Did you hear that the Mandela effect has changed the movie?
Yes. Yeah, go on.
Said that if you build it, he will come.
Field of Dreams.
Right. They've changed it to if they build it, they will come.
I thought it was they will come. I can't remember these things.
The Mandela effect has already fucked me over. Several times.
I always thought it was they will come.
It was they. Now it's he.
Yeah.
No,
I saw they, that's for sure. I'm getting a bit concerned about this fucking Mandela effect because the more I look into it, the more things I go, hang on a minute. Berenstain Bears. It wasn't Berenstain. It wasn't Berenstain Bears. It was Berenstain Bears. I remember that, but no. You're wrong. It was whatever I say. What?
Mandela.
Go.
Sorry, I was listening to Rollo.
What's all this mumbling, eh? Just say what you're going to say, Rollo. Stop.
I was just asking my lovely producer, let's go through it. I mean, as a fakeologist, now, how was it as we remember it? Was it he will come or they will come?
They will come. I always thought it was they will come.
I thought they as well.
I've only seen the fucking movie only probably once.
Burt Lancaster, before he popped his clogs.
It's not that great a movie.
It was awesome.
It's not.
It's not.
It's a great film.
No.
It's a. Oh, okay. Fair enough. It's a Bernstein Bear family.
The kind of furry around the top. It was on the top of my chair. I picked up his clog. I'm just dancing with the dog.
Don't forget, you're on fakeologist.com and we're all in the same room here.
Except
here
for
I am, Rick and Velocet.
Live.
And Rollo. Live.
In a world gone mad.
Noise is here spiritually.
I'm boot scooting over here, so it's all good.
Actually, that's a good idea. We should have a boot scooting competition. The psychologist boot scooting competition.
For fuck's sake, Rick. I hate fucking
I'm joking.
Look, boot scooting's all right, man. Dude, I've never tried it, but I know
Shove
it's
your
fun.
Thumbs down, you goddamn Shove them up your ass rather than down the front of your trousers.
Give yourself a proctology lesson.
Look, at least Dolly Parton's got big tits.
She has indeed.
No, the Mandela effect has changed that. She's flat chested.
Oh, yeah, what's she?
Didn't you read it?
She's. What's. It, she's still gone, isn't she? She's still around.
Of course she is.
Yeah.
She was in that film with Sylvester Stallone. What was that film with.
Rhinestone.
Ooh. Rhinestone, there we go.
I actually haven't seen that movie.
Yeah, Don't bother, man.
We've moved on so far.
Yeah. Do yourself a big favour.
Thank you, Brian Melton.
Do yourself a favour.
Well, look, But, but back to the Mandela effect. Like, I mean, the classic one is the Roger Moore, James Bond film, Moonraker.
Yeah, it's so fucking unreal.
There's no way.
Good. Mate, she had braces, man.
She did.
I know, dude. I saw that at the flicks, and I loved that film when I saw it.
Because you know that they're changing movies now and putting in chemtrails. Jaws are adding chemtrails in the new productions of the Jaws. They're adding chemtrails into the back of them. Now, the only way to fix people this up is to go to old op shops and look out for the videos and buy the video from 77 when it was released, or 78 or whatever, of Moonraker, blah, blah, blah. Oh, here we go. Original small scene with braces. We've just, it was live. In the studio, we've got the actual clip from Rollo of Jaws. He's got a large round thing over the top of his head, and he's lifting it off.
Yeah, it's a little girl with very big tits, pigtails, with very big whip.
Okay.
There she helps him. Here you go, Richard Keel. I don't know the actress's name.
But she's not young. She's actually quite...
Look at the boobs.
Got to keep it legal.
And she's going to smile.
What do we see?
Come on.
I can't see this, can I?
She's got braces!
Braces!
There you go.
Braces, baby!
She's got braces.
Thank you.
So we were right. I told you we're not mental. We're not mental. Just because the government certified us, just because we've been in jail for years and years, we're not mental.
Just because I buy my alfoil like in bulk.
I buy my alfoil in drums. 88 meter drums.
Mate, I need to
to wrap around your head.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I bought. All right, we fucked that one up. That routine. That is now finished.
Thank you, Rod. Rod Selling. Thank you.
There's a myth. All right, Mythbusters, Hoaxbusters, Fakeologists. We've discovered that she did have braces on.
She did. We always knew. I don't really get why they
changed
that.
And Berenstain Bears was spelt with an E. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. All you have to do is go into an old bookshop.
The children's books, yes.
And now it's been changed to Berenstain, allegedly.
Right.
A-I-N.
Why is that, you reckon?
Well, it's, you know, I was listening to a show yesterday that was freaking everyone out that were going on about it, and here we go. They're right, they've changed it, because there it is there, Berenstain Bears. I'm telling you, it was not spelt that way, man. It was Berenstain Bears. That's so wrong. So there we go. So they can fuck around with their heads. They're doing it deliberately, I would say. Just changing Wikipedia. Just changing Wikipedia creates this, you know, debate. All you need to do is go to an old bookshop now, right now. Go off to an old bookshop.
I'm doing it right now.
Right now. And go into the secondhand section for kids' books. And you'll find the Berenstain Bears online for sale. Maybe you could even do it on... eBay, look for an old Berenstain Bears book. They were not spelt with an A. I know that, but it's been changed.
But the problem, Rick, is that now if I do find, if I can't be bothered going into the bookstore, I go on online and I just want to check and I find the actual original.
Rollo's just playing us back the Berenstain Bears song now.
I've got some Berenstain books at home, so I'm going home. Tomorrow, I'm going to go straight into there, and if they've changed it, God help them.
I'm just saying, mate. If I can't be bothered going to the bookstore, and I find it online, and I find it, and I want to save that image.
They'll cut. It's gone.
But I can't save the image anymore.
That's now what I'm saying. Anyone that's using the internet for their research, right, get this one. If you're using internet to do your research on any subject now, get this into your head. You're going to get fucking bullshitted to. There is no way internet is going to give you anything realistic anymore. And they've done this. I'm looking at it right now. They've changed the name Berenstain Bears to Berenstain with an A-I-N-E. A-I-N, and when it was A-I-N. Not spelt that way. I'm one of those people who've got an eye for detail, and I know.
Yes, you
can show me that, but you're wrong, and so are they. But anyway.
Must be. I haven't done the numerology on Berenstain and Berenstain.
Well, that's the only other way you could do.
Yeah, that's interesting.
The gematria.
There we go, there's the pop.
All right, so where are we going to move on? Like,
what subject do we want to talk about?
I don't mind the Mandela effect. Where did that come from? Where the hell did the men? It came from the.
It is a psychological fucking part of that whole thing of to fuck everyone's minds over. Mm-hmm. It's a deliberate...
You think it's being done in the real world. Absolutely. It's not a metaphysical thing that's changing just in memory.
It's just been... And basically it's been done online.
But don't you think... Look, I hate to disagree with you, Ricky. Don't you think there's a lot of work to actually...
To change this? Not if you're going to do it... If you were going to do it in 1960, when you had that idea that you were going to do it, double up everything.
Double up everything.
You could have done If this psyop that I call it a psyop is a thing, they would have prepared this years ago. It wouldn't be something they've just gone, hell no, I know how we go.
Well, I think you're on the magic roundabout.
Slow.
I'm 70.
We're going to a break. Hey, Noise. Thanks for joining us. You're on fakeologist.com. I'm Rollo. A bit slushy tonight, but you're in.
We're
blood brothers. We're in the house together. Yes. Here, I'm here with Rick in my house, and I'm here with Velocet in my home. And it only takes people to make a house a home.
He's a wonderful host.
Thank you.
Of the show and of the house.
Thank you. Fakeologist.com.
Live.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com. Alright, so if I was in Illinois and I sent you a private message on Discord and said, hey, Uninstall Media, I'm going to be in Illinois in this period of time and I would love to meet up with you and just get a coffee or a peppermint tea, and let's just hang out, all right? And it's up to you if we just meet up off the record. I'm not trying to put you on the spot here, but do you think you'd take me up on that invitation? Because I would love to meet you as a real person. I would love to meet you. I'd love to just meet up and just have a chat. It'd be a great night. It'd be fun, right? Met me in person, I think it would go some way. Like if we could just meet up, handshake, have a beer, end of the night, just a brief hug and like a look in each other's eyes and you see that I'm just a person, you're just a person.
Love with you.
You have nothing to fear. Just take a deep breath, relax, enjoy the sunlight. It's a beautiful time to be alive.
Man, that touches my cockles of my heart.
Come meet Fakeologist member SMJ. He is the smartest fakeologist from the United States. He hails from the state of Texas. You will see SMJ talk lots about gravity being a hoax. He also specializes in posting Wikipedia entries. SMJ knows how to find information on Wikipedia and post it on fakeologist.com. Come to the Discord chat to see what SMJ is posting from Wikipedia. Wikipedia is a great resource, and members who post from it are an asset to fakeologist.com. SMJ has an issue with cursing. SMJ curses a lot. SMJ has a foul mouth. Don't let this deter you from liking SMJ. He still is a great researcher. Come meet SMJ now. Also, please send Abirator your money using PayPal. He needs your donations. Thank you in advance.
We're here with Rick. G'day, Rick.
In a world gone mad, Esoteric 64 stays sane.
Thank you, Rick. Noise?
He likes his Rihanna.
And Bella said, of course, our wonderful producer. Yeah.
Well,
we were on the break. We were just talking about a wonderful TV show. Do you remember it? It was called Frontline.
Yes, I do.
Frontline. You know, D-Gen. The D-Gen guys went.
Yep.
Now there was a wonderful actor called Bruno Lawrence. Tell me something about Bruno Lawrence.
Bruno Lawrence was an amazing. He was a Kiwi actor born in England that came over here with a band called Blurter, which was Bruno Lawrence's electric radio travelling show or something or other. It all spilled out. And they had a big hit in New Zealand with a song. And he came over here and he acted and did bits and pieces and went back to New Zealand. And he did a couple of movies, one called Smash Palace. And Jack Nicholson saw it. And Jack Nicholson said, "That guy is my favourite actor." You know, he just had this, because he had such a charismatic guy. He was just a talent. He could play drums, sing, act, do whatever he wanted, you know. And he did an incredible show, movie called The Quiet Earth, which was about Saturn suddenly becoming our new moon, and it changed overnight, and there was no one else on the planet. He was the only person left, and he was the only one on the whole planet Earth. It was called The Quiet Earth. Well worth looking up if anyone's there with interest in science fiction movies from the early 80s, late 70s possibly. He passed away from cancer in 1990 something or other. But just a great actor and a real character, real one of those people that his role on Frontline. Frontline was a parody on the TV, Australian TV news service, and it was so realistic. It was not funny, you know. It was so all the fake news scenes, the fake stories that they exaggerated, and it's just brilliantly done. And I don't think they'd ever replay that show on mainstream TV anymore because it kind of gives away too many secrets.
The D Generation, which was the show, one of the shows before Frontline, most of the same actors, and they someone wrote in on Media Watch and said, "Look, please replay D Generation," and the host, I can't remember his name, he said, "Look, well, actually, we'd like to play it, but actually, it's not that funny anymore."
Oh, well, guess
what? That's what he said.
It was funny, but it was right on the money. And they did one of their great sketches was two war correspondents sitting in a hotel room in Hawaii doing war noises and making clapping noises and pretending to be in Iraq, which is a little bit too accurate.
Close to the bone, yeah.
A little bit too close to the bone, because I think CNN do all their war correspondents from Hawaii as well.
Yeah, totally.
It was here.
What are we listening to?
Here we go. Frontline.
Oh, here we go. This is the original soundtrack. Stop.
Hello, I'm Mike Moore. Welcome to Frontline.
He was so good.
It wasn't he just? Wasn't he just?
Who was it?
It was such good parody. It was such good satire. I think satire is the word.
It was Rob Sitch, and he had his wife Jane.
Jane Kennedy.
Jane Kennedy was his wife, who played the female broadcaster on the show, his rival.
Yeah.
Who he married in real life.
Yeah.
And who's back on FM, right?
Really?
They had about four kids.
Now
her and the other ex-DGen late show guy doing a radio show on FM. It was
Mick Malloy.
Mick Malloy and her. Jane Kennedy are doing a live show on Triple M now.
I was down with Frank recently, announced a Salpa Day.
Yes,
when I was traveling from Melbourne to Geelong, I saw the biggest picture of there was Mick Malloy and
Jane Kennedy,
and because radio is so fucked in Australia now, it's all syndicated all over, we don't get local radio. So the only time you get local radio was. Specifically local radio is here on fakeologist.com.
Send your money to Canada. $911.
I've got Mick Malloy in the studio right here.
$911 will get you your place in heaven if you donate now to fakeologist.com.
I know, it's hilarious, isn't it? But no. Let me tell you a story. My brother met Mick Malloy in the King's Cross. And Mick Malloy was the coolest fucking guy he said that he'd ever met, apart from
me.
He never met you. He never met you, cunt.
Oh, whatever.
John Farnham. No, bigger than that. Big actor.
Bigger.
The fellow movie, the oil movie where.
Blood.
Daniel Day-Lewis. My brother taught his kids to ski.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
Do you know Daniel Day-Lewis's skill now?
It's all method.
On a movie, you're sitting around doing nothing most of the time, and what he decided to do is learn things. Now he's a qualified boot maker. So if you want some handmade boots made from the, amazing...
Academy Award winner,
Daniel Day-Lewis, he is a cobbler. Daniel Day-Lewis is a cobbler.
What a bunch of cobblers.
That's interesting.
Obscure fact.
He's not method acting, is he, for a role he's doing?
He could be becoming to be Geppetto in the Pinocchio movie. But he
it's not a bunch of cobblers. I was only joking. That is actually true. My brother did.
Very interesting. Daniel Day-Lewis is interesting.
He's a great actor too. What's your favourite Daniel Day-Lewis film?
Oh, okay.
Gangs of Old New York.
No!
Come
on.
Please,
The Last of Mohicans.
I think that's the one I have to rate him with. At least
all the girls like him in that.
Yeah.
Well, he was very attractive in that. When I think of Daniel Day-Lewis,
we always remember, he saw that blonde Brit being burnt alive at the end. Not sorry about the spoilers, and he just does the right thing and just shoots him with a musket from a long shot, and just takes him out. And mate, good on him, because that guy didn't deserve to be burnt alive.
Yeah,
cunt.
No, I think he's a great actor. He's got one of those guys that just takes on a role and he becomes that role.
A bit like that fellow from what's his name that pissed everyone off that was in that Terminator 3 movie. What was...
Oh.
Well, Terminator 4, sorry. Terminator 4.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The English guy. The English guy.
Terminator 4 was the one that no one liked.
Yeah, Terminator 4 English
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, but the English guy...
Terminator 4, was it?
Oh, we're going to have to look it up.
At least my memory is actually holding up quite well tonight, which is amazing.
It's way better than mine.
Mm.
Yeah,
Terminator 4, English actor, him. Anyway, I think the best Terminator movie was Terminator 1. The first one was the best,
but the one with that Aussie actor was awesome. Which one was that?
The Aussie actor.
Yeah, Aussie actor, the one in the space thing, Avatar. That guy.
Sam Worthington.
Yeah, he was in Terminator 4. You're right. Hey, well done, man.
Okay, Terminator Salvation had Batman, the other Batman, the main Batman, Christian Bale.
Christian Bale's the guy I'm trying to think
and
of.
He is an English actor, and he's with Sam Worthington. So you're
he
right.
had a bit of a hey. We might get our producers to try and find the big, you know, when he went off his fucking head.
Which one?
And they put it on camera. And I know it's cheating. It's actually cheating, isn't it? When you get busted.
Mm-hmm. You own up.
And people shouldn't be filming you when you, yeah, and use it for...
Oh, you mean Christian Bale when he loses it?
Yes.
When Christian Bale loses it. Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Everybody remembers that.
The poor guy, or the chick, whoever he was going off at, man, did he lose it.
Didn't he? Yeah, it was like me.
It was like me and Rachel the other day.
Me and Rachel the other day. I promise.
There you go, though. And this is the thing I can't stand about actors. Like,
Kick your fucking ass! I want you off the fucking set, you prick!
That's it.
No, don't just be sorry. Think for one fucking second. The fuck are you doing? Are you professional or not?
Yes, I am.
Do I fucking walk around and rip down? No, shut the fuck up, Bruce. Do I want? No. No. Don't shut me up.
Real
am
fight.
I going to walk around
this is
and rip
be
the
us
fucking
on the psychologist's
lights
podcast in a few months.
In the middle of a scene? Then why the
That'll
fuck
be wrong,
are you
like
walking
screaming.
Right through? Ah, oh, da-da-da-da, like this in the background. What the fuck is it with you?
Yeah, I've heard this a thousand times on Stern.
What don't you fucking understand?
Real or fake?
Hey, it's fucking distracting having somebody walking up behind Bryce in the middle of the fucking scene.
Real or fake? Real.
Give me a fucking answer. What don't you get about it?
Real or fake?
Real.
Yeah.
I was looking at the light.
Oh, good for you. And how was it?
Fucking top.
I hope it was fucking good because it's useless now, isn't it?
Did you see what happened to him, though, when he went to China to try and raise awareness for a Chinese dissident? He turned up there with a couple of guys, and they went into the Chinese town with this dissident, blind dissident that's been against the government. And the government sent these heavy guys in there, big Chinese, solid, you know, hard guys.
Yep.
And they turned up, and he was about to go in there with his microphone and talk to this guy, and they said, no, you're not going in there. And he said... You know, I'm me. You know, this is who I am. And they just pushed him, like, manhandled and threw him backwards. And they were trying to film it. Well, he got thrown out. And they threatened, they were going to bash him if he tried to push the issue. And he worked out, I'm an actor and I'm a pretend actor and I can't actually fight like Batman. And these guys weren't mucking around. They were Chinese government goons, you know, big, solid nutcase.
But he fucks like a stallion, mate. Like in what was that movie? What's that movie? The sick movie? With his
American Psycho.
Yeah, man. What's
that? Actors don't seem to realise that they're actually.
He's holding his hands up like this, going, "Now eat her ass out loud."
Eat her ass!
Yeah. He doesn't
forget
that.
That was actually directed by a female, which is even more unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's interesting.
The book was written by that guy who wrote, what was it called? Below Zero.
No.
The guy that wrote it, it was also an Elton John song, same name.
Oh, yeah.
Too low for zero.
Too low for zero. What's he on about? I don't know.
Who knows?
He doesn't.
Fuck him. Anyway.
Does anybody care?
No.
Yeah, does Mary Harron. Mary Harron.
Mary Harron.
Yeah, you're right.
She directed
it. Mary Van Psycho.
Yeah.
Eat her ass.
If another Elton John single gets sold,
too low
does anybody
for zero. Yeah. But yeah, they had a great cast. That movie's had American Psycho had Kristen Bale, Willem Dafoe, Jared Leto.
Jared Leto?
Yeah, he was in it. I don't know what as, but he was in it. Because when when you actually work out the movie, though, it's actually in Reese Witherspoon, Shlow Savigny. It was all in his head. He was imagining it.
That's the thing. That was the twist, wasn't it?
That was the twist.
Yeah.
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 But also, the book, spoilers.
The book is torture porn. That's what the book is. It's actually torture porn. It's not it's like that movie that, you know, they released that book on the Grey, you know, Mr. Grey, the bondage books all the girls wanted to demand that they all have to read
The 50
Shades of Grey.
Shades of Grey, whatever.
Yeah. Now that book is. That's like Shock. Harry Potter, which is another book. She didn't write that book. Let me tell you right now. Here we go now.
Yeah.
She did not come up with Harry Potter and those incredible...
Oh, you're talking about J.K. Rowling, right?
J.K. Rowling is the guy that owns Facebook, right?
Oh, yeah.
Zuckerberg.
Mark.
He is a. All he is.
Zuckerberg, yeah.
Zuckerberg is just a face you can associate with Facebook with. That guy had fuck all to do with that. That was set up by the military, set up by.
Totally.
All of those agencies. J.K. Rowling was a single mum, blah, 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 blah. All this, they wrote the script out for her that she was this hard done by a single mum. She's come out
was
with some of the most.
Fish and chips.
Oh, yeah. I just like, what was her name?
Pauline Hanson.
But right, J.K. Rowling came up with these complex, the stories are basically Enid Blyton books, basically. But if you've mixed in Enid Blyton with really complex satanic symbolism and genuine witches' curses, you know, like all of that demonology that they bring up there is actually real stuff. That's not stuff that. Now, she claims to be just a single mum, you know, I only had enough money for a little tin of cocoa for my cat. And
thought I'd just write a book.
And I'm just going to write a little tiny book. And the book comes out with these fucking complex, esoteric, fucking demonic codes, you know, like Beetle the Bard, all these like. NLP fucking, you know, satanic backwards writing, complex demonology that she's actually added in those books, because you'll find that most people that are into black magic will actually identify with that book because they know that there's a lot in there. It's not just, a little old housewife. Your little old housewife, goddamn, she didn't have enough money, and she just decided to write this book, and goddamn, you look cute. She's making a lot of money. She's as rich as a queen.
And she's I've got J.K. Rowling on the line.
Marriage, sunlight, service on the moon. I'm with J.K. Rowling. Nobody died. Nobody got hurt.
Come on, J.K.
Anyone could tell me that book came out like a... It just popped out all of a sudden in probably 91, 90s. It was in the late 90s.
No, it was late 90s. Before 2001.
And it came out, and it looked like, when you buy the first editions, and let me tell you now, if you got one of them, you're going to do some good business. Mm. It popped out like this happy little book, you know, about this little fairy, you know, Harry Potter, and he's got this little friend, he got this thing. And then next, you know, the movies come out. And those movies got darker. And darker, and the last two. And I said to my kids, I said, this is really nasty stuff. And they were, no, Dad, it's fine. This is what we.
It's good stuff.
Listen, all of the stuff from the three-headed dog, it was all complex analogies to genuine, you know, satanic, old style stories. You know, it wasn't your little. You know, kids. It wasn't even. Put it this way: it's not the magic faraway tree. It's not Mr. Fucking Pink Whistle.
Remember Mr. Pink Whistle from Enid Blyton? Did you ever see that book?
Well, but can I go back to Harry Potter? Look,
yes.
I actually read the first book. Like a friend of mine in London, this chick, she said, good, like, read it. It's not bad.
I'm not going to say it's not a good book.
Who doesn't love Richard Harris? Richard Harris.
Oh, Richard Harris is sweet, man.
All right, go on. It's got nothing to do with it.
Go on, talk.
Keep going.
Yeah. The thing that surprised me, because it was parodied as like, this is so English, this is so British, yeah, this
exactly.
book, you know,
it was like an
and all of a sudden, yep, and all of a sudden they did the movie, and who did they pick to be Harry Potter? Daniel Radcliffe. And what do you know, like, he might be English, but... He might have an Israeli passport, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, because
he's the chosen one. He's got the mark on his forehead. I don't know what it is. Is it an
it's
S?
The lightning
or is it a Z?
It's a lightning bolt.
Yeah, it's a Z. It's probably a Z.
Okay, listen. That book is not the whole story we've been spun for the Harry Potter thing is not the story that we got. It was just total bullshit. And
yeah.
I've been reading a number of people that are like heavy into the esoteric and into Gnostic.
Well, we are here with Exoteric 64, and you do know exoteric and esoteric.
I mean, esoteric's a friend of mine.
Esoteric's like.
My hidden friend.
Oh, yeah, like
if you give him enough vodka, he turns up.
When it comes to what was the old classic story with
Enid Blyton?
No. The fellow with a
Snugglepot.
No, no way. Come on, keep going, guys. Keep going, trying. Charles Dickens days.
Do we win a prize if we can guess?
Oh, you do win a prize. You know what
I mean? In a world gone mad.
You win 12 inches of my producer's cock.
Abs cock.
Oh, that's disgusting.
No, not abs cock.
Can we just apologize tonight to anybody from the Fake Busters and Hoax?
Oh, are we going to play that again? We're going to go into this.
They're going to get upset with us mentioning dirty things and naughty things because.
Oh, it sounds very like Tom Dalbra.
You know what I realised, Noise? I thought Ab drove a truck just to deliver parcels, but apparently he's carrying some extra weight he needs the truck for.
Oh, really?
Oh,
that's
disgusting.
Gotcha. Yeah. Like an extra, I don't want to even go there. We still haven't worked it out, eh? Where is Ab?
Can I just go back on last week? I thought, even though we did 6 hours, well, I didn't do 6 hours. I think I'd made 3.5 and fell asleep.
You bailed, mate.
I didn't bail, but I couldn't get back on. I had the same issue as you, and you know what it's like when you can't get on and you're really tired. Yeah, like, totally. Fuck, I can't be bothered anymore. I just assumed it was all going to go, and it went all over the place. It went in different directions.
It went really well.
Yeah, I was happy to listen to it. I actually listened to the whole thing recently, but I thought Ab was a fantastic guest to get to have on. Yeah. I wanted so desperately to have someone like him turn up that.
Whoever got him on, mate, hats off. Well done. Where the fuck is Ab?
So I wanted him. I didn't think he was going to turn up, but it was really good.
Yeah.
He turned up and he made a really good. It was basically. The whole thing that we're doing here isn't to be clever, fact-based, exposing.
But we try.
We'll bring up a few and they'll bounce whatever, but it's more just to keep the friendship going between the people, particularly the Hoax Busters guys and us. There's no difference. We're all the same. We've woken up. We just can't, there's a bit of social Discord going on the Discord site. As soon as you start typing, you get these fuckwits that start turning up out of the nowhere and turning, I could put something on tonight on either Fakeologist or Hoaxbus. I could say, I think that the sky is blue at the moment. And there'll be, within minutes, I'm going to get, it's green. It's purple.
You know, there's people just out of the woodwork will come out just to say just, the opposite of what you say.
Why bother?
I mean, all I want to do is talk to somebody and discuss. And I'll call out some of the best of them. An ounce of soul today, Matty, who I was talking to the other day, these are the guys I want next week. They must come on here for a discussion because those guys are absolute gold. We had this fantastic talk on Wednesday. We were just sitting away talking, and we were talking about Hogan's Heroes for about half an hour, which is very interesting, and about how the Germans are being absolutely fucking robbed. They're just being that show has never stopped since '64. And never stop. Okay, we're going to a break now. You're listening to Radio Rollover.
Here we are on fakeologist.com. Thank you, Rick. Rick, you're in my home.
In a world gone mad, I'm in Rollo's home.
In a world gone mad with Bruno Lawrence. He does actually look a little bit like Bruno Lawrence because he looks dead.
I've got more hair than Bruno.
We've got Bella said, a wonderful producer, and me. You're on fakeologist.com. We'll be back after these short messages.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on fakeologist.com.
I don't want to see him kissing goblins. Ingratiating goblins in bed with a goblin. I don't want to see him kissing goblins, succubus with goblins, ingratiating goblins in bed with a goblin. I don't want to see him kissing goblins, ingratiating goblins in bed with a goblin. I don't want to see him kissing goblins, ingratiating goblins in bed with a goblin. Dump it. Charging into a goblin's nest, some goblin vomit, slop and blood on it. Especially up to his ankles. Trump charging into a goblin's nest, some goblin vomit, slop. Goblin vomit, slop. I'm not expecting him to not get dirty, slop. Kissing goblins. Appreciating goblins. Succubus with goblins. In bed with a goblin. Kissing goblins. Appreciating goblins. I just want to catch him in bed, 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 bed with a goblin, in bed with a goblin, in bed with a goblin,
in bed with a goblin,
in bed with a goblin.
I didn't know it. We were having some troubles getting our guests on.
It's all good, man.
Can Typo unmute now?
Typo, unmute.
Unmute Typo.
I see you. That's a big shout,
eh?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. We can hear you.
Okay. Well, I'm here. I'm doing far to that I am.
Excellent. You're on far. You're
on fire. Fakeologist rates round table. Yeah, it is the... let's work it out. It's the 20th of August.
Oh, yeah. That's right, Roger. That's awesome. That's coming through.
Yeah, typewriter just for you.
We'll be looking into dream symbolism.
That's beautiful. Hey, typo, do you actually know Thomas Sheridan? Are you the typo that he talks about every now and then?
Not as far as I know. Sheridan.
No, he's fantastic. He's an Irish guy that's into the esoteric and all that stuff.
He's been around for a while, hasn't
he? Yeah. I just heard him talking about typo or something or other, and I thought maybe that's you, but obviously it's not. Must be another typo.
Perhaps he's got information.
Well, maybe he has. Maybe he has. But anyway, it's good to hear from you, brother.
And you, Rick. That is Rick, isn't it?
Yes, me. That's me.
And me, Rollo. Rollo.
And Rollo.
And me, Rollo. Don't forget me.
forget that guy.
And we got noise level from Perth as well.
Noise level.
Noise.
Yo. Good to hear you, Typo. We haven't talked in a while. You know, it's been a long time.
No, but I have been talking to Rick, so I always get a bit confused of who I'm talking to. You're not in the room, Rick. How can we be talking to Cheerio.
Oh, I'm in the room with three people, though. This is the record-breaking fakeologist broadcast with three people that actually exist in the same room looking at each other, making funny hand gestures and complaining to each other about the sound quality. And we can see each other when we're saying it, so, yeah.
We haven't been shut down yet.
I haven't got the data. My Nokia's going off. What's this? Sounds like
it might be Tom Delper ringing you to say what's happening.
It might be 1990 calling your Nokia.
Yeah.
1990.
Pointy, pointy. Pointy, pointy. Anoint my
head, 1990. Speaking of, I actually... have you guys checked out The Absent-Minded Waiter with Steve Martin? Short film?
No, I haven't seen it.
Wait, check it out on YouTube. I just watched it again today.
I was just telling the guys here about, in Balmain, Brian Brown, the Australian actor, has a house, and he's married to Rachel Ward. And Rachel Ward was the lead actress in the Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid. Okay. Yeah. Remember when she fell over and he's adjusting her breast? And she goes, "What are you doing?" She goes, "What are you doing?" And he goes, "I'm just adjusting your breast. They got moved when you fell over."
It's a sweet movie, eh?
But yeah, I see her in the cafe. I go to all the time.
No shit.
Down with it being wet, are they?
What was that? Hello.
Take two on that, typo.
Hello, typo.
Take two.
Typo.
Are you there? In a world gone mad.
He kept buying the fucking gear, and he had all that gear that you had.
I think he's on the phone.
You know, but that was it. He had too much faith in that material.
He could be on.
He is on the phone. He's talking to someone else.
This is classic typo.
This is class radio. This is the kind of radio you're just not going to get on your normal station.
Let's listen to what he has to say.
All right, well, I'll give her a bell a bit later. I
wonder who he's talking to.
His mother.
Yeah.
All right,
so
mother.
You'll have to tune in a bit later.
We love you,
Sandra. All right, I'll ring you later. All right, set off. Oh, sorry about that, chap.
That's all right.
We're just listening in.
Yeah, that's all right. It's fine.
What's your mum's name again? Hey, typo, what's your mum's name again?
Errol.
Errol.
She's having a stressful time.
Errol. What's her name?
Beryl.
Beryl. Oh, Beryl.
Beryl. Beryl the Peril.
Beryl the Peril. Beryl the Peril.
She's all right for an old bird. Anyway, she's getting up and down on roofs at the moment.
What kind of son are you that allows his mother to climb up on a roof?
I'm the kind of son that's 70 or 80 miles away and not going to risk the drive. I'm going to risk the ride.
Look, if a mother knows a roof, mothers know their roofs better than anyone else. Simple as that.
That's true.
Yeah. There's a Terry B aerial problem. Send your mother up there. Either through their 80s or 90s.
She's got a bad knee. She's had a knee repaired. She's got
that's fine.
She's got the other one done. And she's like hopping up and down the fucking ladder.
Good on her. God bless her.
I was showing to her.
You're kidding me!
Showing to her it was an anniversary of your mum's passing the other day, Lola.
Yeah, it's absolutely lovely.
It seemed like a blink of an eye, didn't it, really? That was a year ago. Can't believe it. Can't believe it.
Doesn't the year go by so quickly? And, and look, I'm so glad you got a set of headphones and you sound so good tonight. We get Tommy Dalpera here, next thing you know.
He was in it a minute ago when he talked.
Yeah, I know.
We've had a lot of problems.
Do you understand that we're doing something quite new tonight? So we've got Velocet and Rick and me in the same room. We're in the same room.
Yep.
In the same room.
We're in the same room.
Yeah. Not the room on Discord.
That is
not on Discord. Literally. Not figuratively.
We're actually doing a better job than the astronauts of Apollo 11 did on the moon landings. We're actually in the same room at the same time. And I can vouch that Rollo is bouncing around and he's found a sample of moon rock for me before, and I've now got it in my hand and I'm trying to sell it for $860,000.
So this is the anti-gravity room. You're floating around.
We're in the anti-gravity room. So we're actually here. So those cunts that said that they went to the moon in 69 on a ship made out of air conditioning duct and alfoil.
Bit of tin foil.
Yes. And tin foil
gold,
air conditioning
gold
duct.
Gold foil. There was gold.
They sprayed it. Yeah.
There's a big rivet all over it somewhere.
It's just, when you look at that equipment.
They were space rivets.
Space rivets.
Yeah. Space rivets?
Yeah. All right. It's even more realistic than the.
Before Harder's nails was invented. How are you going to keep the atmosphere? Oh, the lack of atmosphere. Yeah.
There's no consideration built onto anything realistic in that.
Just a bit of liquid nails these days.
Yeah, liquid nails. Yeah.
No Van Allen belt? No, Van Allen.
What? Van Allen belt. I'm sorry. I saw some sparks from my glasses, but might have.
Wait,
is that the Van Allen belt?
Astronauts gone wild. Bart Sibrel. Like, what's your theory on that guy? Like, because I love that when I'm.
Yeah, I think it's
good.
Cool,
sus.
Well, yeah, that's sus, sus because it kind of gives.
He must have been inside of Bart Sibrel. Who was the first one? Was it Bill Casing?
Might have been, yeah.
Wrote the book, We Never Went to the Moon.
Yeah, it was, yeah, that's right. That came out in the 70s.
70s, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't recall it, but I do recall it in a way. And because it was zeitgeist at the time, that Capricorn one was coming about. And then, you know,
74,
to me, it was almost like publicity for Capricorn one, you know, working hand in hand.
Well, you had Diamonds Are Forever, 71, 72, and then Capricorn One in 77, maybe. I'm not sure, 78, 77, 78.
78.
At the same time as those movies came out, in between, they were directly in between the actual four or five moon missions that supposedly landed astronauts on the lunar surface while we were...
I mean, that was the idea of them saying that they kind of cancelled it, that people weren't interested. They got
they tried that one.
Bored of it somehow.
Yeah, we're bored. We're bored seeing people like landing on the moon with golf clubs and space vehicles. Space vehicles that they were obviously kept in their glove box. It was only a tiny little thing that we popped out and we inflated it afterwards, and it turned into a giant space vehicle that four astronauts could ride around on.
The blow-up version.
Yeah. So yeah. Now we got fucking suckered. Like, I mean, and going back, you know, we go back.
A lot of money involved as well, wasn't it?
We
thinking about kidnappings. I was sorry.
No, Rick. Keep talking, man.
We don't have any big kidnappings now. Kidnappings were a very 70s thing.
They were. There was kidnappings. You know. We had the Black September terrorist organisation. Major Tom.
That was forgetting the police, you know, giving jobs to the police, I suppose, wasn't it? A lot of that kidnapping, or the FBI in that case, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, remember where Black September in 72, was it, at the Olympics with...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Achille Lauro terrorist operation. We had the Bader Meinhof in Germany. We had the completely big fuck up in England with the Iraqi siege at that hotel.
Yeah, when was that? That was the 80s, wasn't it? That kind
of thing. Yeah, and then the SAS came in a helicopter.
All right.
I didn't even watch it live at the time.
It was a farce. Absolute farce.
It was a bit more sophisticated in the past than it is. No, because, you know, there's a sheen to these fake events. You know, that's it. Pass along, move on now, you know.
Yeah.
There was one, next one. Okay. Whereas then, you know, you could actually put the threads together. People were keeping a kind of track of it. Everybody's aware of that Mae Brussel, aren't they?
Yeah, Mae Brussel was fantastic. That was the one that was doing
She was a different kind of chick, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was
kind of she had her own cassette.
Like rare evolution, just the facts, ma'am. She just
And she did die very mysteriously, as far as I can recall.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I haven't looked into her, really. I mean, I've listened to her in the past.
Wasn't she the one that went for dinner with somebody and she died? It was found dead in a hotel room, and the guy, she was having dinner with a younger guy, and they tried to make it into a scandal.
No, I really don't know anything about
that. Yeah, there's a lot. It's very suspicious.
I will check it out, but. What made me think of her was, didn't she marry, he was the guy that was fingered for the break-in at Watergate, or at one of the doctor's offices.
Well, I'm not sure about that one, but
all
these things got tied in. The Watergate break-in was completely farcical. You had hardcore ex-military mercenaries and dodgy types.
The plumbers,
right? That team, the team they called them. They were in this hotel, and this guy, an unarmed security guard, walked in and broke them up, and walked in and said, "I've got you. You're under arrest." And these guys could have knocked him out with their little fingers. Either one of them were trained to kill, you know.
Yeah.
And mysteriously, they went, "Oh," stuck their hands up, "guilty, my lad, guilty, my lad." And two of them went to jail. One of them didn't. They're all ex. Two of them were implicated in the JFK shooting as well. Or one of them was, certainly.
Yeah. And she kind of brought that to the, you know, I mean, there's what we call them? We call them gatekeepers now, didn't they?
Yeah, there was something really suspicious about that. And then, but guess what? You know, old tricky Dickie Nixon, he didn't get punished from what he did. He became the emissary. He became the emissary. He became the emissary for China and spent the rest of his days till he died making sure all of the Chinese imports and businesses were, you know, the factories were shipped from America to China. So he took over, he lost his role as a president and then took over a role. But the real government, and the real government is the secret government that we don't, is what Thatcher herself said, a
Maggie,
secret government. Yeah.
Maggie, you.
What? When you lose power, you go into the real world. The real world is what goes and does things. And while we sit there and give a, you know, throw rotten eggs at Trump and throw things at, you know, Mrs.
What's wrong with Trump?
I voted
There's
for him.
There's nothing wrong with Trump. I would have voted for him.
I've got a sample of moon rock in my hand that I'm going to sell $860,000, and that's thanks to the Trump government. So don't you make fun of Donald Trump while I'm sitting in here.
Trump's a farter too, Rolo.
He's a farter too.
Exactly. We're just going to play a little bit of let's have a little listen to this.
Fellow astronauts, ladies and gentlemen, Wilbur Wright once noted that the only bird that could talk was the parrot, and he didn't fly very well.
Oh, yeah. What are they laughing?
Awesome. That's classic.
Champagne comedy.
America's been recalling the Apollo program and reliving the memories of those times in which so many of us here, the colleagues here in the first rows, were immersed.
You know what I'm talking about.
Our old astrogeology mentor, Gene Shumate, even called in one of his comets to mark the occasion with spectacular Jovian fireworks.
I mean, what's that all about?
We've already had the laughter. Now you have to have the applause. Okay?
Can we just say how much it costs, though? To listen to that. Guess what? It's $119 a month.
$119 a month.
See, listen to at the moment to get that. Email me if you wish to remain anonymous. Oh, are we on our site? Oh, we are. Sorry, it was 911. Sorry, I was thinking it was a completely different site.
I'm in mindless
site.
Crap, I am.
Yeah. Houston, Houston, no. Come in, Canberra.
Walking on the moon.
We're in a live chat.
It's all right. We're still listening to Neil. Neil, before he popped his club.
Fuck yeah. Neil. Okay.
Yeah.
Neil,
is he dead?
He's dead, cunt. He's dead. A dead cunt.
And yeah. did you see the giant funeral they had for him when he died? You didn't, because they didn't have one. He died, and that was it. You would have thought that would have been a national day of fucking grief.
He would have got a military funeral.
Yeah. Did you see anything about it? Fuck all.
Then again, I'm not a real researcher, am I?
Oh, man,
I could have caught it out of the corner of my eye, but no. You thought they'd have fired him up in a fucking rocket, wouldn't you?
He died miserable. You can just see by his face, man. He lived.
Really?
He died for the last 30 years, from 69 to 99.
Haunted by that big lie.
He lived as an alcoholic.
That was Buzz.
No. Yeah. It was Neil. Buzz went round fucking. Buzz is a fucking space slut.
Buzz loves it.
Like, what, yeah, how come they call Disney? Disney called their top hero of their Toy Story.
Buzz Aldrin. Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz fucking Lightyear. But Neil Armstrong. Get this, you heard nothing about it. The guy was just depressed, he was miserable. It was terrible, you know, he died miserable. He turned up and did some stuff at the end, but he looked like he'd been heavily medicated.
And that Edward Mitchell started funding psychical research, didn't he?
Yeah, there you go. And the worst one, though, was the guy when one of those guys went up and said, how was it you got through the Van Allen belt? And the guy goes, we just went through it, no problem. And the guy said, but the Van Allen belt,
they never told us about it.
Yeah. The guy said, but you can't just do it. He goes, I don't think we would have gone through that. And he said, well, yeah, you did, because that was the main part of the fucking space journey.
Did you see sort of colours in your eyes?
That's right. I think I might have seen one of them.
We were just passengers.
We were just passengers.
Yeah, they'd have them in the green room with the green screen. I'll tell you this right now.
I've been into this, you know, I'll use the word conspiracy stuff, right, since the early 80s, right, and I was a confirmed moon believer. I just thought, they're bringing that up just to make us look like nuts by saying that the moon landings never happened. They're trying to discredit us by association, right? Until I went recently, and this was only a few years ago, with my kids into the Canberra Questacon building where they have the science. It's a big science museum in Canberra, which is the capital city here in Australia.
Yeah.
Still, I thought there was moves afoot to shift it,
wouldn't they? Possibly. I don't know. But they had this giant. They got this giant museum. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. But it's got lots of stuff that's interesting.
Get rid of it.
Anyway, while I was in there, we went into the space room, and my son, who's already been onto YouTube and cynical about everything, and he's very similar to me in a lot of ways.
Well, we
walked in and we were sitting there, and this guy came out and he goes,
"He's an astronaut, isn't he?"
Yeah, yeah. Well done. No, I don't think so. I don't think it even applied because he's pretty sure that it does not happen. But anyway, we walked into this room and there's a guy standing there and he goes, "Do you know everybody in this room? Can you guess how far we've been in space from the last moon landing in 72? And he stands in front of the audience and he holds out his hands. And in one hand he's got a picture of the moon, and the other hand he's got a picture of the Earth. And he asked,
"I've changed my mind. I think we went. I think we went to the moon."
Look.
I think you guys are full of shit.
I went to the moon.
I think Buzz Aldrin was named after Buzz Lightyear, to be honest. That's what I think.
Bullshit.
Who calls themselves Buzz? Did his mother...
Buzz was born in 1990.
He's real nice.
But he was Buzz.
It's a term.
It's got those Z's again.
So how many miles have we been in space since the Apollo...
Bullshit. We went.
No, I saw a dinosaur. I have a pet dinosaur. I'm betting you. I have a pet dinosaur. I've got a dinosaur at home, and it's actually a Tyrannosaurus rex. It's a small egg that I found, and there is a real dinosaur. So you're wrong. Aha.
Can you send me a sample?
I will.
And I'll build you a proper one.
Anyway, can I go back to my story about the moon?
Go back.
We win. Yes. If you believe that all there's questions to be asked about the whole moon mission thing and that the whole of the enterprise.
Yes.
Why would you take your kids to?
It's a science museum. It's a science museum. It's a science museum.
Without a pee.
It's actually fantastic. It's really good because it's about, you know, snakes, spiders, you know, it's geology, it's volcanoes and everything. But there's a space section, so we walked in there and we sat down and there was about 30 people in the room and I was sitting with my younger son and the guy stands up in front of everybody and he goes, "Now, can you tell me, everyone, how far we've been to the moon, towards the moon, since 1972? And he holds up his arms and he's got his, like, a ping pong ball in one hand and a softball in the other, and he stretches his arms right out. And I thought, I'll try and guess, and I thought maybe quarter of the way up the left arm, maybe, you know. And then he goes, no. And everyone got it wrong, and he said, it's about a quarter of a millimetre off the top of the ping pong ball. And he showed the actual perspective of where the moon is, where Earth is, and how far we've been since 72. And it is literally, they'd say in the old days, a halfpenth or whatever, you know. It was a millimetre above the farthest, just off the top of the Earth's surface. We've got the low Earth orbit.
Yeah.
Then we've got the moon 250,000 kilometres away. These guys have never been into space. They're fucking lying. They're lying.
Yeah, the right stuff, mate.
You know what the right stuff is? To be the ability to lie to yourself and convince yourself that you've been somewhere that you haven't.
Yeah.
And the right stuff is the wrong stuff.
That's not a spiritual murder. That's a spiritual prostitute, isn't it?
A spiritual hooker of the highest magnitude.
Yeah, totally.
So, yeah, you got it right there. Absolutely, 100%, Mr. Type A.
I was shocked when I found that out, that all these missions and you guys, all you've done is just actually just pretty much just gone a little bit into the atmosphere with this space shuttle and shit.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Fucking nothing.
I couldn't believe it. I can't believe it now.
The funniest thing, though, I said to my son goes, "Dad," he goes, "everyone here thinks that they've been to the moon." I said, "Why didn't you say something?" He goes, "Well, Dad, I didn't want to upset them all." He was eight. An eight-year-old said, "I didn't want to upset people."
Yeah. He's already on the ball. He's already working it out.
Well, I'm not trying to big up Australians just because it's a fart get-together. But I was a kid, I had somebody got me the rocket, you know, the Airfix model. It was put together by somebody who knows how to make models. Yeah. But I had that, and it used to come apart and everything.
Airfix was the greatest modelling company ever.
Who was it again?
Airfix. It
must have been Airfix, you see. Yeah. I mean, it'd probably be worth a few quid now.
Guaranteed.
I ended up setting lights to it and covering it with nail varnish.
I used to buy all my models up with petrol.
Yeah, same here.
My action man got some right kickings. I tell you, used to take him up to top of buildings, fuck him off there and all kinds of things. And anyway, I used to buy them just like Captain Scarlet. But now I'm getting away with it. But even at the time, and I'm not picking up Australians, I used to think to myself, why don't they have a boomerang and then they could come back? Yeah, that's through a child's eyes.
We can build a giant boomerang. That's it. Roll I can finance this. We can do that. We're going to build a giant boomerang, go to space, and come back again.
I think they've already done it, an air wing. I'll tell you something that I never knew the other day, au courant, as it were, and it was only because I was standing outside a pub that I don't normally stand at, sort of. And so everybody, you have to smoke outside, that's it, there's no smoking inside now, it's ridiculous.
And, it's a pain in the fucking ass, that's what it is.
And we stood it, hook, line and centre, you know, hook, line and sinker, haven't we? Anyway, but the point is, round about 3:30, the customers, of which there were maybe 6, and it should have been rocking, but they don't now, came out to a man to go and view this Airbus that I didn't know lands and leaves Birmingham Airport at the same time every day. Big fuck off thing. I don't know whether it's a Eurobus or what.
I've seen them come over. They're fucking impressive.
Saudi Airlines or something.
It's like a bumblebee. They shouldn't be able to fly, but they do.
That'll be the one, yeah. Cause I didn't have my glasses on. All I could see was like it was glinting a bit. But yeah, people like it. Come out and they come out to view it.
Yeah.
You know, 2 minutes from watching the sport on the screen. They are strange pubs, aren't they, nowadays? So anyway.
At least you've got people in your pubs. They don't go to the pubs in this town.
Look, the pubs here are just—it's just so expensive, and the bouncers always kick me out. I pay to get in, mate, and the guy told you this story. Like, no shit, I'm in this nightclub in town. And I'm in there, and all of a sudden I thought I'd just go on the dance floor and just see if I can feel the DJ. And all of a sudden, next thing you know, this bouncer's just like carting me out. I'm putting my hands up, and he pulled me down. Yeah, and I said, why'd you kick me out? He goes, oh, you were swaying, bro. You were swaying. I was on the fucking dance floor. What do you expect me to do, you dumb
swaying.
Fuck? You
know? I was having fun. This is the new politically correct psychotic land that we live in now.
Yeah, man.
It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
I've been there. I've been there. Been there, done that. No.
It's just bad for business, mate, because I really don't want to go into town.
But why would you want to go out and spend all that money in cocktails and bullshit and get thrown out of a pub for swaying on the dance floor?
He didn't even give me a warning, man.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Fuck off. Yeah, that's why we're having better fun now being fakeologists. The fart team sitting in rooms in various lands and between England, Perth and Newcastle tonight, that team.
Yeah. Oh, nice one. Here we go.
Yeah,
what's been discussed anyway on
we've had a terrible night, typo. We've had from the beginning everyone's been able, it's like last week, I couldn't get on, I got cut off. And then I managed to get on, and every time I went off I got cut off. Tonight noise level couldn't get on for about 35-40 minutes.
I was all good though, right before we went on.
Do you remember noise level, it was the same with me. This time last week, I was chatting away to you. 2 minutes before the drum roll comes in, I went, man. I couldn't get on no matter what I did. Yeah. We're being fucked with, man. I'm telling you right now.
We're over target.
We get black, mate. You know you hit the spot.
We're getting shot by the flak. The flak only flies over the target.
Yeah, I don't know whether this seems to make any difference, and unless it doesn't seem to be about, but you know the little icon at the bottom, voice connection?
Yeah.
I'm here, typo.
Sorry?
I'm here.
You're there. Everybody's here, but they're not in there. I can't. Oh, you.
No, that's because we're all in the same room. They're there. We're all coming in Rollo's account.
Yeah.
Everybody's going through Rollo, but for one strange reason, everybody's there except Rollo.
Is he passed out? Because they're all in the same room,
we're using one account to broadcast from. So that's why you're only seeing Rollo in the room, even though the three of us are on his account.
Where's Rollo?
Rollo's had a few drinks and he's off watching moon landing. He's watching moon landing videos.
Honestly, the more I watch it, I go, how the fuck could we have been fooled by that? Who's filming this shit?
I'll put their mics on so they can hear what they're doing. Back. I don't think they realise they're on air.
I can hear them perfect. But like I said, my voice connection at the bottom is yellow. It's not in the green, but can you hear me?
Well, we can hear you fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's okay, because I don't want to mess about with it. Banana, voice meter banana.
Yeah.
Right? I tried using it, getting to grips with it. There's faders, virtual lines, virtual cables, this, that, and the other. And I can't do it because of this internal microphone thing, so I'm not sure whether you can hear me or not, you know?
You shouldn't need banana or any of the extra stuff just to connect your headphone or your headset to Discord. That's the basic thing. But if you want to loop back, you know, music and other stuff, you'll need a software for that.
Yeah, well, I like messing about with the software, but I can't do it anyway. It keeps resetting me sound cards or something else.
Yeah, and it has
got any turn off.
But you're coming across fantastic tonight, brother.
Turn off automatic gain control. That allows Discord to adjust your sound card. You don't want that on because it fiddles with things.
It's a fucker of a sound card. It's an elite book, but I'm not complaining anyway. And the
it's
days
also
you get
the Queen. Queen Elizabeth.
Goethe?
Goethe? Or what was her original name? I think it was. What was that name? Battenberg.
Miss Saxe Coburg.
Saxe Coburg, yeah. And they changed it because World War II kind of.
Can I just say now, we've got Harry and Meghan over here at the moment.
Yeah, Harry. Didn't he just get married the other day?
If the average Australian had the choice, Harry and Meghan would be King and Queen of Australia. They'd fuck off all that. Oh, they're so popular. There's people grovelling, throwing themselves in front of them.
Was he climbing the Sydney Harbour Bridge?
He climbed the Sydney Harbour Bridge. No, he didn't need to climb it because he levitated up because he's part of the royal family and they fly.
We are now
so into the royal family that there's nothing you can see on TV that doesn't discuss Meghan's dress, Meghan's undies,
Meghan's...
The size of her ass.
She's fucking stunning, man. Let me tell you now, noise level, let's just talk about chicks for an hour. Okay. So there's no two ways about it, okay? She's fucking hot.
Look, Harry's done well. He was always hanging out with that blonde chick. He must have.
It's a man, baby. It's a man.
Does Rachel think it's a man?
It's a man, baby.
Found out yet? I'm a bit concerned. We need a fake-ology report on Meghan's sexuality. I think that she's a girl because she's fucking sexy and of the highest magnitude. She's just beautiful and same with Kate. She's good looking. She's got Kate.
She went and she aged well because she looks a bit chunky around the.
She'll be doing yoga and she'll be having liposuction of her ankles, like I get done. Before I turned up here tonight, I went and had my ankles liposucted.
I know nothing about the woman. I'm not bullshitting, Rick. I know nothing. I don't follow it.
Neither do I.
I've seen a few pictures. She looks all right, but also
she's
remember.
Fucking hot, man.
I did see a picture of an old lady on the front of the Sun magazine. Let me put it this way.
I'd sleep with her over anything Charles has slept with over the last 15 years.
You mean you give her one? What's a good term for giving her a
Megan and Kate
both of them at the same time, 100%. At the same time. At the same time.
Eat her ass out.
As far as Diana was beautiful. Diana was beautiful. She was a beautiful girl.
Those boys
have been rewarded for whatever happened to their mother. Let me tell you now, they both picked up beautiful girlfriends, wives.
So do you guys, can I just say something? So you guys don't agree with Jungle Surfer?
No.
The fact that Princess Diana is Elton John's boyfriend at the moment.
Listen, if he's coming out with that, let me just be on the money here now. The guy, this is how I describe Jungle Surfer in a nice way, a fuckwit. Because if you can pull that one into that one,
get some good Australian slang going.
A fuckwit, and they can't play it here now. But I'll be playing right now. I'd have Cosmic Psycho's Fuckwit City being played at full volume because if Jungle Surfers come out with that analogy, the guy's lost the fucking plot. Simple as that.
Well, that was a while ago. I'm not sure if he's actually. His opinion on that.
If they said Diana was.
I can't remember the guy's. Elton John's boyfriend. I can't remember the.
Mate, the guy that you mean his husband. I always say to people, Elton John's not gay. He's married and he's got kids. How can you say he's gay? It's like, what are you calling the gay for? I mean, the guy's married with kids. Fuck, he's straightening himself out, man.
It's a nuclear family.
He was going after the pink dollar.
I'll say this about Elton John. He's got a great sense. Him and Rod Stewart had fucking great senses of humour. They used to do practical jokes on each other. Back in the 70s, Elton and Rod Stewart, they had a big, there's some fucking hilarious stories.
That can be wearing on your nerves, practical jokes, though, can't they?
One of the nastiest ones, though, was the lead guitarist from Deep Purple, Blackmore, Richie Blackmore. Richie Blackmore did to as a practical joke was not what anyone normal would say. You are a fucking cunt. The things he'd do, he put Rohypnol in the drink. Like if someone, a roadie or a manager or whatever annoyed him, he'd have Rohie stuck in his beer. And the guy would wake up nude in the back of a truck on the French, on the ferry heading from England to France.
He was
the guy they reckon that.
Trying to get hold of their politicos. Oh man,
Richie Blackmore had a sense of humour that was not a sense of humour, but it was funny if you're looking at as long as it wasn't you getting involved. But
I've never held with people fucking Mickey Finn in anybody. I've never held.
No,
with
it's them. A terrible. It's fucking terrible. But if you listen, look into Richie Blackmore's practical jokes, and you'll see Mickey Finn. Capital letters on nearly all of them. He stuck, what did he do? He put drugs in someone's drink. So they wake up naked on the ferry going to France from England in the back of a car, tied up with women's clothing on or something or other. This is an offhanded joke. He was the one that he'd be sitting on a plane and he'd find the biggest, toughest looking guy and he'd throw a sandwich at the guy. And the guy that it wasn't him that was going to get in trouble. He'd throw it, and the guy said he'd say to the guy next to him, he goes, "Watch this," and he'd throw a sandwich at this guy, and then lo and behold, the guy would be watching the sandwich hit this guy, but meanwhile Richie Blackmore had shut his eyes and put his head down like he was asleep, and so this guy's sitting there going, and the guy that didn't look like he threw it was Richie Blackmore. He was standing there snoring. He'd be doing that.
Long-haired,
look at him. He had a wig on, mind you. You wouldn't be able to see what he was.
I can't have practical jokes, man. My fucking nerves went. you know, generally when you know they're coming, you can tell when they're going to fucking pull some kind of shot.
Oh, it's, I love people that do this stuff, but you just don't want to be mixed up with it.
Hey, well, look, I was just looking up David Furnish, which is the husband husband. John.
Listen, let me just tell you now, I'm not going to research this, that ain't Diana.
Well, apparently, according to that little program that like does the face recognition.
It is.
Mr. E used to like check it out. He even got like George W. Bush playing Manson, the murderer. That's it. What was his name? What was his actual name? Charles Manson. One of the Manson photos, he put it in that program.
He never killed anybody.
The whole Manson thing was a complete psyop from the beginning. They based him on the guy that was the. He had a troop of cult followers back in early 1962, back in Hollywood. It's not Polanski, but anyway, the guy was a he never took drugs, but he had a cult following of young girls that used to follow him around nightclubs, and they used to all take the tops off and dance and do all these crazy things, and they reckon that he looks like him, he acted like him, and so they based the whole character, and it was Son of Man. He looked like it was Jesus Christ, but a psycho Jesus, you know.
He certainly squashed those kids' dreams and aspirations, even though they were, you know, fed to them in a sense. You know, the baby boomers, whatever they were called.
Well, he was just there to destroy the hippie movement, and we'll talk about. We'll change us into the whole thing about demonic. In 1968, in America, a band came out. A satanic band, and they had the lead singer, by coincidence, was Ozzy Osbourne, right?
Yep. All right.
Yep.
They're an American band, and they've got the lead singer was a female. She was a witch.
I think that pissed off you Australians, didn't it? Calling fucking.
No, I'm not an Australian, so forget about that. I'm a Kiwi. All right. Don't worry about that. Yeah. But anyway, this satanic band came out in America in 67, 68 with a lead singer named Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
And then guess what? 3 years later, because they didn't do very well, 3 years later in London, another band changed their name from Earth. They're a jazz band. Get this. Black Sabbath were a jazz band called Earth. All of a sudden, they turned their name to Black Sabbath. And they've got a lead singer called Ozzy Osbourne, exactly the same.
Oh, yes, Ozzy Osbourne.
The tale that Ozzy tells is they were coming out to watch it.
He's a bullshit artist, I know that.
We're coming up to a break.
Okay.
We're coming up to a break. I do want to thank you, Typo, and certainly Noise Level. Are you still there, brother?
Yeah, of course he is.
I'm still here, bro.
I am Noise Level.
I'm not going away.
We're raising money, Rolo, for a boomerang into space. Don't you pay attention.
Don't pay attention, obviously.
That's been good.
The flag is hitting me.
We're coming up to a break. And then we'll be back with a special guest after the break.
Piss
artists
coming up.
FakeOlogist.com.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Peaceofmindful.com, Hoaxbusters Call, Clues Forum, Fakeologist, Miles Mathis, Fakeologist, Dead End. Dead End.
Dead End.
Dead End. Dead End.
Dead Enders.
Miles Mathis, peaceofmindful.com. Miles Mathis, peace of mind. Dead End. Dead End.
Dead End.
Dead End. Dead End.
Dead Enders.
Miles Mathis, Fakeologist, Clues Forum, peaceofmindful.com. Pop to the future. Miles Mathis, peaceofmindful.com. Miles Mathis, Dead End.
Dead End.
Dead End. Dead End.
Dead Enders.
come meet Fakeologist members Al. He is the Fakeologist.com ladies man. Zal is also an expert in CGI because he is a 3D graphic artist. Ask Zal about Gind religion when you come see him in the Fakeologist Discord. Also ask about his thoughts on marriage. He is a bona fide ladies man and gets lots of women in his native country of Norway. He has regular sex with women and he is not married or in a relationship. If any of you potential Fakeologist ladies want to bed Zal, you can try by coming to the Fakeologist Discord and talking to him. Zal wants to meet you and talk about having sex with women. He knows how to get lots of women using his game. If you're a young man having trouble getting women, Zal will help you with his ladies man tips. Zal will also give you advice on how to have sex with married women. Zal is the Fakeologist.com ladies man and he is here to serve all new Fakeologists with tips on sex, CGI and religion. Come meet Zal right now on the Fakeologist Discord.
Oh, really? I didn't know this was early.
I was alright for a while. I could smile.
That's a lie.
Oh, you wish me well.
That is, in fact, a lie.
That I've been crying.
Nobody died, nobody got hurt. Nobody died, nobody got hurt. That's a fact. That's a fact.
Left me standing.
You're a liar.
All alone.
Everybody in this room now knows that you're a liar.
Crying,
stop interrupting me.
Crying, it's hard to understand. But the tone.
Fakeologist.com. Oh my god, I'm crying. I'm crying. I'm crying.
Fact.
Roy.
Fact.
I thought that I.
That's a fact.
Is a fact? Is it a fact? I'm here with Noise Level. I'm here with my old mate. He's in my kitchen. Smashing my kitchen up. Rick and Typo Era. Thank you, mate, from Typo. Where are you from again?
I'm from
Birmingham.
52 degrees north. Check it out, John.
Birmingham.
It's that's good where, to have you.
Where's Black where Sabbath are from?
Where's Tom Delbra? Where's Tom Delbra tonight?
That's where Captain Cook was from, I'm sure.
What, Captain Cook?
It was from
pretty,
Birmingham.
Pretty damn sure
I know where he died.
Hawaii.
Hawaii.
And apparently he tasted really good.
He died in paradise.
He was barbecued. He was barbecued or hungied, one of the two.
Yeah,
that's right. We've got a Kiwi here.
He's
Rick.
A Birmingham boy.
Yep.
Well, apparently they taste good from.
We don't seem to have too many South Africans.
Isn't that funny?
Oh, you've got to get them. They're sweet, man. They're awesome.
Yeah.
We've got to find one.
And we got a couple of Dutch kids knocking around, so they got to know South African.
South African.
It's called Africans.
African. Rolo is a kiffer.
Hey, kiffer. Yeah, that's right. That's right, because what's it called?
Talk about fucking South Africa's
got to
be,
Do you remember the red trees,
what was that?
Hey, Typo, be quiet for a second. The red trees in Theca. Remember that? Do you remember that?
No.
You guys don't remember that? Red trees in Theca. Yeah, it was like a wonderful.
A book or a show?
Who remembers? Who remembers? Okay. I'm just trying to think of South Africa. Before Typo starts talking again.
All right, then.
You're right, Typo. You know,
fucking
I love you.
Birmingham cunts.
There was a lovely Lawn Greens. Oh, hold on. What do we got there? What do we got going there? Lawn Green. Lawn Green did a wonderful thing. The last after.
Can I just say something? Like, Lawn Green, do you reckon that's his real name? Lawn Green.
That's a good question.
Fuck?
That's what a good question.
Mate, I always looked at that. I went, Lawn Green? Are you serious?
Lawn
Are you
Green.
Fucking serious.
Yes.
It's, Especially for America.
What are we going to do? Look it up on Wikipedia?
They waste a lot of time doing their fucking lawns, don't they?
The High Chaparral was the rival to the Bonanza, and the lead actor was Leif Erikson, which is exactly the same name as the famous Viking.
Leif Erikson, right? Yeah.
The one who got demoted. You remember when they branded? They took his pips away.
Leif Erikson was a famous Viking.
So Lawn Green's real name was Lawn Hyam.
Oh,
Green.
Don't tell Noise Level that. Don't tell him that one. We're all in trouble now.
Kick.
Lawn Hyam Green.
My Yawa.
I can't remember the words, but we used to do it to the tune of Bonanza. And one of the verses was, Lord Green was a queen, and we'll live on Bonanza. Something like that, yeah.
Please don't tell me Lord Green was a homosexual.
What was her name?
Here we go, Bonanza. Fakeologist.com.
Yes. That's what I mean.
I'm going to play Ringo after this. Ringo.
It's like galloping horse.
Fakeologist.com, yes. What are we going to put on next? What would you like to
thought?
Ringo by Lawn Green.
Ringo.
What is that?
Are you serious?
I think he is serious.
Listen, it's the best cowboy song. And that's where Ringo Starr got his name from.
All right.
Here we go. Listen up.
He lay face down on the desert sand, clutching his six gun in his hand. Shot from behind, I thought he was dead, for under his heart was an ounce of lead. But a spark still burned, so I used my knife, and late that night I saved the life of Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
I nursed him till the danger passed. The days went by, he mended fast. And then from dawn till setting sun, he practiced with that deadly gun. And hour on hour, I watched in awe. No human being could match the draw of Ringo.
Ringo.
What the fuck?
Ringo.
One day we rode the mountain crest, and I went east, and he went west. I took to law, wore a star, while he spread terror near and far. With lead and blood, he gained such fame all through the west. They feared the name of Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
I knew someday I'd face the test, which one of us would be the best. And sure enough, the word came down that he was holed up in the town. I left the posse out of the street, and I went in alone.
Ringo.
He said my speed was next to none, but my lightning draw had just begun. When I heard a blast that stung my wrist, the gun went flying from my fist, and I was looking down the bore of the deadly 44 of Ringo.
Ringo.
Seen him smile. He slowly lowered his his gun, and then he said to me, "We're even, friend." So at last I understood that there was still a spark of good in Ringo.
No.
Ringo.
Go. I blocked the path of his retreat. He turned and stepped into the street. A dozen guns spit fire and lead. A moment later,
he lay dead.
The town began to shout and cheer. Nowhere was the shed a tear for Ringo.
Ringo.
Stories spread throughout the land that I had beaten Ringo's hand.
No, it was long read. That was a fucking...
Fakeologist.com. Don't forget forget about these useless lunatics. That was Lawn Green. Lawn Green. Lawn Green. Yeah, Ringo.
That was Lawn Green.
That was a live version, though, so you didn't actually get the deep bass of his actual voice, because that guy had...
Well, yeah, most you were alive.
He does America from the prairies to the wherevers and all this.
Hang on, what was his
real name again? Yarmish or something?
Lorne Greenberg.
Hold on,
Lorne Greenberg.
Hyam.
Lorne Greenbergson,
not Greenberg.
Didn't have a big nose.
That's Wikipedia. It says he's an American or a Canadian actor. There's not a lot of it on Wikipedia or Wikipedia that says that he's a Jewish actor.
But you know his name's Hyam.
Or an Israeli actor. How many, go to Wikipedia and see how many he says he's an Israeli actor.
Those beautiful side locks, as I always keep talking about, those beautiful
the,
side
the little
locks.
Double pigtails.
They look fucking ugly, no offense, but they look fucked up with that shaved head, mate. Get a fucking life. Get funky, guys.
What are you trying to do, a Rollo rant take two or something?
Yeah, but you're doing a good job. Rollo's sitting here all subdued.
Yeah, I'm not subdued. I'm not.
His dog's actually sitting on his head for the first time all night. And you're actually taking over and doing his rants. It's fantastic. The first time I've seen the dog look relaxed for ever since I met him.
Are you putting me in the same doghouse as David Irving?
Yes,
David Irving.
Yes,
yeah. David
Rollo
Irving
and David Irving are both going to a concentration camp sooner rather than later.
Yes. Well, what about the guy that David Irving is a guy I have a lot of respect for.
Him and Ethel Merman got married. They lasted about 15 minutes. They were married for 15 minutes. I think it was 15 minutes or 15 days.
The shortest marriage ever was Jermaine Greer, like getting married way back.
To a bloke?
Yeah, no. To a bloke, apparently, and it lasted, I think, about 14 minutes. I'm not kidding. It was the shortest marriage ever.
You're kidding me!
I don't care.
Otherwise, it's over. We're out of here. And fucking
big eyes, it is. Hey, look, on another name like Lorne Green, like we've got another actor called Rip Torn.
Rip Torn.
Big actor in the day.
Good, good, good guy. Good guy. I don't know if he's got an Israeli passport.
He was in Men in Black. He was in Men in Black.
Yes. No. Yes.
Yes, he was.
Yes, he was.
He was in the big, the greatest.
He was Men in Black and Men in Black 2, but then they named after an accident. Men in Black 3.
Named after an accident on the casting couch.
Look, he's good. But like, once again,
named after an accident on the casting couch, apparently.
Marlon Brando got him again.
What mother
Lip Torn
like
was also in the biggest war movie ever made, which was after the biggest war movie ever made, the D-Day landing.
Young Lions.
The Longest Day that starred every fucking actor
Wayne
ever.
The Longest Day, didn't The Longest Day have that wonderfully upsetting scene where they shot the dog when it was chasing after them?
Oh, The Longest Day was about D-Day.
I haven't seen A Long Way.
Spoilers.
It had John Wayne.
The dog was chasing after them, and they were shooting at the dog.
Kurt, what's his name?
Don't mention him.
Every actor, Rick Torn, red buttons, blue buttons, green buttons.
Red buttons! Red buttons! I mean, where do they get these names from, mate? What the fuck?
Yeah. Charles Manson, he was probably in The Longest Day.
Anyway, fastest fact. From this side of the pun, Rip Torn fast
as
fat.
Yes.
You've all seen Easy Rider, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Imagine the campfire scene without Jack Nicholson and Rip Torn doing it. He was Terry Southern wanted him. Terry Southern, who wrote that, or whatever it was.
Terry Southern, who's Doris Day's son.
So
did you know that? Did you know that?
I didn't know
Terry Southern is Doris Day's son.
Right. So Jack Nicholson's character was supposed to be Rip Torn.
Gonna be Rip Torn.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Gonna come out there, do the man fart under the arm. And something went wrong, he might have gone and got pissed or something, I don't know.
No, it would have taken too many trips the night or week before, probably.
Who knows what it was? Somebody gave these auteurs a tap on the shoulder and says, we ain't having Rip for this one.
Guys. Yeah. You want to hear another one? Sorry, Rollo, but just give me this. Apparently, remember the film Titanic with Leonardo DiCaprio?
No, I don't.
We all know that. But before that, around that time, all of a sudden they wanted to make a movie called Boogie Nights with Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
It's about guy with a big dick.
Yeah.
And guess who was supposed to do the role? Wasn't Mark Wahlberg? It was.
That's
pretty much. Are you ready? Leonardo DiCaprio was supposed to be Dirk Diggler.
DiCaprio?
Oh, really?
DiCaprio. Damn.
The guy's a fucking tosspot actor of the...
Because the only decent role DiCaprio did was when he played the retard that film with the...
Who's got
that one.
They're in a car or something. Is it Johnny Depp or something?
He played a retard.
You're being a bit harsh, I think.
That's the only decent fucking role DiCaprio in my mind has ever done.
I appreciate that.
It's like who's killing something? Gilbert Grape.
I've never really seen the whole film because I found.
Watch it. It's got Mary Steenburgen in it and and the biggest fattest woman in it.
Not the only decent role he's ever played.
As a farter, can't you Twitter Leonardo DiCaprio?
Well, look. The reason why Leonardo didn't get the role was because he was doing Titanic, and so he's mates with Mark Wahlberg. He said to whoever did Boogie Nights. He said, look, I'm busy doing Titanic. Can you please fuck off? But I've got my mate, Mark Wahlberg, set him up. And that's apparently why we have Mark Wahlberg. And I can't see, like, I'm so glad Mark Wahlberg
got Woody Harrelson was in it, wasn't he? Was whatever his name is. Woody Harrelson or something? Was he in that Boogie Nights? Burt Reynolds was in it, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. I think sadly he died just recently. Yeah. What a shame. He passed away. Yeah.
He was good at that, man. His son. Do you know what that was about?
Nah, tell me.
No, neither do I. I just, somebody said to me in a conversation, yeah. You got that Burt Reynolds like he knew him or something. You know what I mean? That Burt
Reynolds. No, I don't know. I don't know why. Wills are terrible, aren't they? Like, yeah, there's always hurt whenever, you know, just not only as your father or your mother died or whatever, you know, and just then the will comes and there's a fuck up. There's a complete fuck up, you know, it's just
somebody's
like, jeez.
Should have left it under the pillow or something, you know, that way. If ever I go, it's in the golf bag. It's all in the golf bag.
But I will say, like, because sometimes a lot of people, like, go, oh, Burt Reynolds, what has he done? Like, you know, Cannonball Run. I mean, that was a joke sort of movie. But, mate, always remember Deliverance. He was fucking awesome in that, in my opinion. That was a movie, and he was the man, dude. I needed that guy with the crossbow.
He was a bit of a smart pup for me, old Burt Reynolds. He was like a Hudson. You know, he was like that, lining him up to, be, you know, take that. I don't know leading men, you know. I don't actually watch him. It's not my thing.
You thought you'd come and see. Deliverance, he was the man. He saved the day. And that movie just rocked my world, mate. I saw that in London, mate, first time. I blew my fucking head off. But yeah, all of a sudden I thought Burt Reynolds was just a B grade actor. When I saw that, I went, fucking mate, dude, you are A grade.
Prison movies, stuff like that. I don't know. How Clint Eastwood managed to, because they were doing that with him, really, weren't they? A little bit. Although he was always classier, wasn't he? He was classier. But, you know, could have been so easily hindered by his perceived image that it could have gone to shit, but it never did for him. It just got better and better.
Yeah. Burt Reynolds, mate, seriously, I rate the guy after seeing Deliverance, Boogie Nights, two movies I can definitely say, like, he owned.
He got adopted for his quiche thing, you know, the moustache thing. He was, I don't know, some of the chaps were turned on by Burt Reynolds, but
Well, he didn't even have a moustache in Deliverance, mate, and he still did all right.
Look, if my mum says he's not that dishy, then he's not that dishy, and that's it. I don't have to, you know.
He's all right. Is it just you and me, typewriter or typo?
Sounds like it is.
Yeah, it's you and me.
Is it? What, where are they all gone then? And what are we supposed to be doing? That's the point.
We're shooting the shit, mate.
Ah, that's
yeah. Cool. Yeah. It's good to have you. Mate, my friend, Golden Skidmark, I think it was one of the last times he spoke to you a while ago, a long time ago.
I'm doing that not really thing when you mention the Golden Skidmark.
He's away at the moment, but we won't bring him up, actually. Look. Talk to him later.
That was good. Dead end. That was pretty good. I like that.
Yeah, that's sweet. So look, back to the spaceship with
back
like Buzz Aldrin. Yeah,
want you to teach me to swear in Australian.
It's so easy. All you got to do is just every second word is fuck.
In the 90s, there was a brief period, well, probably the 80s, actually, back end of Kylie Minogue, or beginning of Kylie Minogue and Neighbours.
Yeah,
people going around, Now, Dill, you big Dill, right? Oh, I resisted it. I never said call up until probably 2012.
Cool. You never said call. You said
I never said cool. Cool, as in cool. I still can't say
cool.
It.
Cool.
I never said it. I wouldn't say it. It was an American affectation. I just wouldn't say it.
It is. It is.
And I say it now. God, sorry, bud.
No, you're right. Look, it's just like, actually, when I type it, I actually type it with a K. I don't know why. Yeah. Maybe it's, you know, I probably
because. Well, I like internet typing.
Yeah.
You can put Zs on the end instead of S's, and, you know, you can drop certain vowels out of there.
Yeah, but you live in Britain, so, like, whenever something's a bit warmer, like, that's better. When it's colder, it's.
Yeah, the inversion. I'm on about some good old sheep shearing fucking 19th century slang. My granddad and his pals used to use the word mops, right? Fucking hell, I was mopped last night.
What is it? Mops. Mops.
Mopped.
Mops?
You know, like mops. A mop.
Yeah, okay, mopped. But mopped. Yeah. But you've done the job. You've done the job. Mopped.
Mopped, it meant you were knackered, you were fucked drunk in many cases.
Yeah, I'm mopped. I'm mopped. Yeah, I got you. Right. Is it M-O-P-T?
No, it would have been M-O-P-P-E-D.
P-E-D, yep.
But I didn't spell that well. A lot of them are illiterate.
Yep.
But the point was, it was a fairly common term. Oh, what happened to it? Oh, he got mopped last night. Or something
that's,
like that.
That's a sweet one.
And with generation a
good one.
That died out, my granddad's generation, nobody uses it. Now they use the baby, oh, I was pissed, I was fucked up.
Mate,
whatever.
I'm going to start resurrecting it, mate, because that's a sweet one. I like it. Keep going. Sorry.
You're resurrecting it, you know. People look at you. Yeah. Football, we used to, you know, the word tugger, you're playing tugger this afternoon. Tugger. Right? Now, that to me is a little bit Australian in a way. And then we're, it's hard to get together in my head. But like mum and mum, you know? Mum and mum. And people used to say, well, it's mum. And it's mum, isn't it? Yeah. Or the Americans and mum. So, I mean, it was only because the other week, while I was going colour and colour, I thought, well, it's neither.
Where was that going, Tyler?
Where you going, Nicola? You were castigating the bus about his lack of ability to spell words properly. Because you said he couldn't spell colour because he was North American.
He told me off for spelling colour wrong tonight too, actually. So.
So.
I'm spelling it wrong.
I spelled it C-O-L-O-R.
As a colour.
C-O-L-O-U-R.
All the Americans out there, it's you are. Get your shit together, you dumb fuck. I love your chops, mate. Let us spell.
You spiritual murderers. You spiritual murderers.
They succeed from the British and they're cutting you out of everything.
Actually, back to that mopped, like, word, like, another, with that peep show, the word cunted.
Where did that one come from?
Yeah, cunted. Cunted? From that peep show,
cunted?
Man.
Really?
Let's get really cunted. Let's get really cunted. Oh, wait,
well,
what?
Well, we're all cunted tonight, so am I.
We're all so cunted.
I would say, if we're going to use that word, tonight's a good word for it, because we've had vodka, Indian food.
You've had champagne.
Beer, champagne. We're cunted.
Yeah, pretty much, mate.
Yeah, mate, oh, whatever.
We don't blame the Indians for that. For being cunted. Cunted?
Cunted. It's the way you're going to say, you know, let's get really cunted. You've got to watch the show. Have you guys not watched Peep Show?
No.
I've
seen it, noise. It's pretty good.
I like the way the Americans are trying to get the word twat in. I wasn't a great twat, but Shangela.
Twat is a good word. Wicked word. It's a good word. Or is it twat? Is it twat or twat?
It's less offensive. It's a less offensive than cunt.
Hey, typo. Typo. Do you know Viz Comic?
Yeah, I do, but I put it away tinkling bells and things like that. Yeah,
got it. Well, I got on, you know, their Profanosaurus they have. There's a Profanosaurus, you've got these.
Yes, yeah, right. I don't know why I went off it. I just did that.
No, but that's still pretty cool. But anyway, my first entry for the Profanosaurus, I sent in the term for women's period when they get, rag rage. And I came up with a term, and the term was
PTSD.
Blyton-Karloff syndrome.
PMS.
It was Blyton-Karloff syndrome. And I got the first word, I sent it into them, and they published it that week. On
BKS?
It was Blyton-Karloff syndrome, BKS. And it was the ability for a normally happy woman to be a chirpy, mini Molly Mandy, happy type, to turn into a sunken-eyed demon with the fastest ability. So I got published with Blyton-Karloff syndrome. So if you ever see that word, I'm the man that come up with it. Wow. Hang on, my phone's going. I just got to get it.
My phone's going. I think David Attenborough has some problems with that. That thesaurus. What was that dinosaur again?
No, it was
Viz
Profanosaurus.
Profanosaurus. David Attenborough.
It was a swearing
dictionary.
Dictionary of swearing.
If you're David, rock up to the. Rock up to the studio too, mate, and have a chat.
Yeah. And I can see a dinosaur hopping over Rollo's front fence, and he's crawling up.
David Attenborough, I know you're still alive, and I know you're listening to fakeologist.com.
You cunt.
Sir, cunt. Mind you.
Oh, yeah, Sir Cunt, like Sir,
Sir Cum Navigation.
Why not?
Yeah. Anyway.
No, look,
I was thinking about.
No, Rich, I think Richard,
you know,
Rich is the
naughty boy.
The Rich is the director, the actor, he died.
His name? Richard Attenborough.
He was dinosaur the guy in Jurassic Park.
Another dinosaur, He was a dinosaur cunt.
It's weird that you got two brothers, one's on the completely fictional realm and one's on the real realm.
Yeah.
You
know, Isn't that funny?
Isn't
it almost identical to Aldous Huxley and Julian Huxley?
Aldous Huxley, the writer. Films as well, you know, Ten Rillington Place, that was a bit of a movie, wasn't it?
He was, absolutely. I totally agree with that one. Look out for that one.
That
was Richard Attenborough that played the actor, or did the
I remember him from obviously what was it when
Brighton Rock.
Yeah,
of course, man.
I remember Richard Attenborough getting shot in the bloody the movie where the cute American.
No spoilers.
You bastards.
You were going to spoil the Great Escape for me.
They all get killed. They all get fucking killed. That was the Great Escape.
Typical Hollywood script.
That's how it's actually funny enough. We started this tonight before you come on, Typo, talking about the Great Escape.
Is that?
With Gordon Jackson from The Professionals.
Fucking
hell, eh? Yeah, that was the first thing we started talking
James
about.
James Garner, The Rockford Files.
I think he was the last one to go. Charlie Bronson. Charles Bronson.
Rockford Files actor was
Gardner.
I came up with that.
Well, can I be? He deserves it.
He what was he?
Bellow.
I want
Bello to play Rockford Falls. Please, play the music from Rockford Falls, because it's the best thing about it.
Can you play the Rocks of Falls?
The series, please.
Hey, don't beg. Don't beg. You don't need to beg.
Please.
I like it when you beg.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Yeah.
Fakeologist.com.
Welcome back. Oh, well done.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Your dreams.
Oh, now here's a question. Here's a trivia question. Who played Cutter? Who played Cutter? What was the actor's name?
Place that you laughed about.
I know.
Vinny Barbarino.
Oh, who played Vinny Barbarino? Everybody knows that.
Oh, I know that.
Travolta's clear, you know.
John Travolta? Maybe.
Yeah, I don't think he's clear. He might have fooled them, but he's not.
He's clear,
them.
All right. He's clear. Yeah.
It's a sweet song, man. I never watched the show, but this song was awesome. Yeah. I reckon it's 70s. Not 80s.
Can you not show what the show was all about other than John Travolta?
It was just about a show of wild kids. We're gonna wrap this episode soon, and I've just got a small diatribe to, not a diatribe, just something to say that tonight, you know, there's been a bit of a comment about our subject matter on our radio FM show that we're, you know, it's toilet humour and we're talking about fart and whatever.
With a prominent nose, do you think?
Yeah, could be, but look, The whole idea between us all having a laugh and bringing in all our old friends here and there, it's to do with becoming closer and just getting over each other and just being us and having a laugh. And so I thought that there's a good track that Motorhead covered, David Bowie's Heroes. So have a listen to this.
All right.
And you can meet us in the after party.
The after party will be on fakeologist.com, 11, whatever.
Yeah, in the live stream.
But we're not here to be scientific. We're not here to be realistic. We're just here to have a fucking laugh.
You go, hey, everyone.
Yes, we're lovers.
Okay, so thank you, everyone, for... we're going to do an after party in the live stream on fakeologist.com, but I want to thank Noise Level. G'day.
Pleasure.
Yeah, thank you for being here tonight. We've had some technical difficulties, but it doesn't matter. But do you know why? Because me and Joel, me and Velocet and fucking Rick have had such a fucking good time tonight, and we're going to continue on here. But we want to thank Typo as well. Come to join us.
Thank me, Ryder.
Good to have you, Typo.
Yeah, we like to thank you.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Mate, all right, mate, I've got some British subjects to address.
Come and join us. Come and join us.
I will. Where are we going?
In the live stream. See ya. Bye-bye.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.